yahrzeit of two of the people who participate in the shiur every week have yahrzeit. Rabbi Feinschel has yahrzeit for his father, Tzvi Hirsch, Rav Shmuel Eliezer. Rabbi Kitainik has yahrzeit for his grandfather, Rav Moshe Rav Yosef. So we'll dedicate the learning in their memory. I thought since it's coming Shavuos, maybe we should learn in Yoni Bikurim. Don't remember, did we learn Bikurim last year?
No, we didn't.
Yesterday, the Wisdom Blade. No? Because you gave a wonderful shiur on our Tzaras of Dibro in New Jersey. Many years ago. Many years ago. Yeah. Next year. Next year. The two parts of Bikurim. There's a mitzvah, Havuas Bikurim, to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and that appears in Parshas Mishpatim, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mos Chatovi Beis HaShem Lokecha, the Havuah, to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the mitzvah in Parshas Kisavo is Mikra Bikurim, to recite Arami Avodah Vayerev Mitzrayim. These are two distinct mitzvahs, and we don't consider the Mikra Bikurim a chelek mechelkei HaMitzvah. Like Dalad Minim Shabalulov, like when you bring a carbon oil, so you have the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, the Haktore, the Hepshit, Nituach, all the different things. So you don't consider Mikra Bikurim a chelek of the Havas Bikurim. These are considered two distinct mitzvahs. The Mishnah has Mikurim that there are some people who are baby Bikurim and they're not Kore. There's some people who only have the obligation to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and they don't recite the Arami Ovid Ovi. Namely, let's say if the Mishnah has an Isha. An Isha is obligated to be maybe Bikurim, but she's not Kore. That's the very beginning. Yesh Mevim Bikurim Bikurim, the opening line in the first Mishnah. There's some people who have an obligation to bring Bikurim and to recite Arami Ovid Ovi. There's some people who are Mevim. There's some people who have an obligation to bring Bikurim, but they don't have an obligation to recite Arami Avodah. So then the Mishnah continues to say that Noshim, Mishnah Dalit, it says, Elam Avim Velokarim, the following people bring Bikurim, but they don't recite Mikra Bikurim. So it says a Ger and an Isha. Why a Ger and an Isha are maybe the Ena Korim? Because when you say Arami Avodah, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you Eretz Yisrael, and you say Hashkifa Mulyan Kodesh Chomein Hashemayim Baruch Hasamchi Soves Adam Shenishpat Ala B'Seinu Los Islanu. Bless the land Eretz Yisrael which you promised our forefathers, which you swore to Avraham Yitzchak Yankiv to give to us. So the Geir can't really say Nishbat Ashenishba Hashem La B'Seinu Los Islanu. He's not a descendant from Avraham Yitzchak Yankiv. And the women, even though the women sometimes get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But nonetheless, basically, women were not included in the Shvuah to Avraham Avinu, to Yitzchak and to Yankiv, that the Eretz Yisrael is going to be given to their descendants. The Shvuah was only to the men and not to the women. It's interesting, the Rambam paskins like Reb Yudah. There's a thesis in Bava Basra, and Daf Yalef quotes with the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi has a braisa, that Reb Yudah disagrees with this Mishnah. Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid, that says that a ger is maybe the ain of Kori, the ger cannot recite Arami Avodah because he can't say Ha'adom HaShenishba Hashem La'Avesein Olos Islanu, because he's not a biological descendant from Avraham Yitzchak and Yankif. And when the ger davens Shemoneh Esrei, he can't say Lakeinu L'Kei Avesein L'Kei Avraham Yitzchak and Yankif. The Mishnah says he has to say Lakeinu L'Kei Avos Yisrael. When he says Shas Nisim La'Avesein, he can't say Shas Nisim La'Avesein, he has to say Shas Nisim La'Avos Yisrael V'Yom Elohim Bazman Hazeh. That's how the Mishnah says. So the Rambam has the famous letter to Avadya Hagir, where he says that we don't paskin like that, and it's in Yarech Hazok also, without the drama of the letter to Avadya Hagir. In the Yarech Hazok, the Rambam paskins like the other Tana. Tosis and Bava Basra has a machleg is the Ri, and the other Bali Atos, whether we should paskin like the Mishnah, or we should paskin like the Yerushalmi, B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. The Brice and Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees that because Avram Avinu's name was changed from Avram to Avraham, Avham Agraim Nisaticho. So that means that Avram Avinu, the Rambam spells it out when he quotes in Hilchos Bikurim, and he quotes this din, so he says Avram Avinu, his name was changed to imply that he is an Av. So all of those are going to be Boim Lachsas Tachas Kafi Ashchina, including all of the Gerim. So, and not only Avram Avinu's name was changed, Avram is Av HaMogim. What about Yitzchak? What about Yankee? Where do you find that they're Av HaMogim? Tzebis, the Ritva Mutches a little bit in Bavar Basra and Daf Peyalef on that, and then it's Sivan Chumash, Tzebis has something somehow. The Tanoim understood that just like Avram Avinu is Avraham Goyim, so all the others, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov, all three of us are considered Avraham Goyim. They're all others for the whole Ummah Yisraelis. The status of an Av is not dependent on the biological consideration. The fact that the Ger is Bolachas Tachas Kamfei Hashchina makes it that he's also called, the others are called others for them as well. So that's how we pass from Halacha. So it's interesting, a Ger doesn't get a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. A Ger comes to Eretz Yisrael, doesn't get a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And nonetheless, he can be maybe Vikori. He doesn't get a Chelek. And an Isha who does get a Chelek is maybe Vienna Kori. According to the way we pass from Halacha, an Isha does not recite Arami Avid Avi, even though B'nai Slavcha do get a regular Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, and no sons and the daughters get. And a Ger who doesn't get a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, we pass from Halacha, is Kori, he's not only maybe, he's even Kori. He can say Hashem is Batal Abasim. So that's what the Rav pointed out in one of his debater that he printed many years ago, that it doesn't depend on who is not Luchelek Bart, it rather depends on Hashem Nishba Hashem Labasein Allah Sislana, who is included in the Shvuah to the others. So the Gerim were included in the Shvuah, Ayla Maisa, but the Gerim were included in the Shvuah because they're called Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov, and the others are called their others. So they were included in the Shvuah, Hashem Nishba Atah Allah Vaseinu, Allah Sislana, Ayla Maisa, Bepoel Manish, it's not Shaykh that they should get, because Yerusha means you get from your father got from his father, they don't have it. They're not related to anybody got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They're not from the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and they're not from the Boy Horitz. The Gemara has a whole discussion, how do they divide Eretz Yisrael? They're neither here nor there. So even though Lamaisa, they never got any share in Eretz Yisrael, they can still say, they're included in the Shvuah, theoretically. And the Noshim, even though in Mitzis, they do get sometimes a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, are not included in the Shvuah. That's a paradox. That who's included in the Shvuah doesn't necessarily have to correspond to who gets a chelik Baretz. Not in one direction or the other. You can be included in the Shvuah, not get. You can be not included in the Shvuah, yes, get. And here this din of Mikra Bikurim depends on who was included in the Shvuah. What happens if a... What happens if a person rents a field in Eretz Yisrael? He doesn't own the field, he rents it. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah base, Harisin v'hachakurois, hasekrikin is a ganav. Hasekrikin means someone who stole, or the one who bought it from someone who stole. So that's the sod is ain't shalom. So if the sod is ain't shalom, then you don't bring bikurim at all. You don't even have a chiyuv havuah. Because the pasuk says, Reishis bikuri ad moschot tovi beis Hashem alakechem pashish mishpatim. When it speaks about the Chiyuv Havoaz Bikurim, leaving out the Mikra Bikurim from Kisavoy. The Chiyuv Havoaz Bikurim states, Bikuri Ad Moscho, it has to belong to you. If the karka is not yours, so then you don't bring. So if the Soda is a Soda Gzula, for sure you don't bring. That's obgiret. But even if you rented the Soda, whatever the arrangement of the rental was, Arisis and Chakiris are two ways to make an arrangement of renting the Soda. You pay a fixed amount of money for the rental during the course of the year, no matter whether it makes a ton of payers or doesn't make any payers. And you can have another kind of a rental where the arrangement is that I give the balabos 40% of the payers, or 70%, whatever, a sharecropper, I give a percentage of the crop. So it doesn't matter what the arrangements, what the agreements of the rental are. The halacha says that if it's rented, the sod is rented, you don't even have a chiyuv of havoas bikurim whatsoever.
It's not ad moscha.
Because not ad moscha? The Mishnah says because it's not ad moscha. Rented is not ad moscha. So there, Tashayle, what happens if a person buys a field in Eretz Yisrael? We have in the end of Chumash Vayikra, we have a din of Stei Mikne and Stei Achuza. Stei Achuza is, I got the field, Birusha from my father, got to be Birusha from his father, got to be Birusha from his father. And Stei Achuza is, not, when it comes Yoivo, I'm not going to have to surrender the Stei Achuza to anybody else. This Sod is mine, I got to be Birusha. It's mine and it's going to remain by me. So as Stei Achuza, I understand that's called Ad Moscha. No room to clear Shaila. If that's not Ad Moscha, to what then is Ad Moscha? But the Shaila bet, what about a stay Mikne? What if I bought a field in Eretz Yisrael, and when it comes Yoiva, I'm going to have to give away the field? So what's the nature of that bailus? So the Gemara says, well, that's only a king in Paris. The Gemara says in Perek HaShaleach in Gittin, since I only have a kinyan l'zman, because when I buy the field from day number one, I know that the soda is also to be given back to Yovel. Meretach b'zman shal Yovel noig. B'zman is that the Yovel is not noig. So if you buy a stay mikveh in Eretz Yisrael, it's the hechlet, so it's yours. So it is yours. I don't know, you have to be mivar whether that's true. I think now, I think if I'm not mistaken, the whole land belongs to the JNF and they only rent it out. 99 year lease. 49 year lease.
99
year lease. It's another shayla, right? So the question could be that it's only rented now. It's a different question. What's the status of property in Eretz Bizman is that? It's a different question. Well, let's say Bizman Shalom Kitikunim. So Bizman Shahayoyvel Noyeg. So the Gemara says all you have in the Soda is a Kinyan Paris. Kinyan Paris means that it's a little better than renting. Renting means that the Soda doesn't belong to me at all. I just have this chus to get the Paris. That's what renting is. Kinyan Paris means that I own the field with respect to the peiris that grow. It's a little more, it's a higher madrega. So by kinyan peiris, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and a Reish Lakish, whether kinyan peiris is considered a bailin, kinyan peiris is kinyan aguf domi, or no, kinyan peiris lav kinyan aguf domi. It's an interesting, that's a historical machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, that's one of the three exceptions to the rule. Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. And usually we have a klal that ain't halacha k'talmid b'makom harav. Whenever there's a machlokes Rebbe in the Talmud, we always pass like the Rebbe, up until the days of Abai Verover. And then the Gemara says, the Goyim say like that. Says the quotes from the Goyim from the days of Abai Verover. Then we have the klal is the reverse, that Hilchus of Kibasroi. We assume that in earlier generations they were thinking in abstract, they were philosophizing, whatever. From the days of Abai Verover on, they were more concrete. And they took into consideration, the later generations would be more encyclopedic, and they would take into consideration everything that had been discussed earlier that was available to them. It wasn't available, they couldn't take it into consideration, but everything that was available they would consider, and they would come up with a decision that would be achari kechlos hakol, after taking everything into consideration. But then we assume that fakert, hilchus kebasroi, he would bedafket paskan like the Talmidim against the Rebbe, because the Talmud knew what his Rebbe said, and nonetheless he rejected it. So we assume he must have had a good reason to reject it. But up until the days of Abai Rav, it's fakir. Ain't Allah ki Talmud b'makom harav. He would passing like the Rebbe, not like the Talmud. So Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Happened to be his brother-in-law also, the Sachutz HaMais, but he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So whenever there's a dispute between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, we always pass and like Rabbi Yechanan with three exceptions to the rule. This is one of the three exceptions to the rule. That Rabbi Yechanan held, Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Aguf Dami. If I rent, the Mishnah Beis says, Perakal Mishnah Beis says, if I rent the field, whatever the arrangement of rental is, whether a percentage of the crop, so it's a fixed amount of money, doesn't make a difference. Rented, I'm not the Bala Soda, for sure. But what if I bought the Soda with respect to the Peris? That's a higher Madrega. I have a Kinyan Peris. I own the Soda with respect to Peris. And maybe you should say Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Aguf Dami, and then you are chayiv to bring Bikurim, and you even say Mikro Bikurim. Maybe you have to be maybe the Kore. Or maybe not. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, this is one. The Gemara says in Yevamos in Perak Acholit, the first daf in Perak Acholit. This is one of the three instances where the halacha is like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yechanan, that we pass from like Reish Lakish Kinyan Peris, lav kekinyan aguf domi. So where does that leave us? So the pashtus is, if Kinyan Peris is lav kekinyan aguf domi, it should be the same as renting a field. So just like renting a field, ainu mevi, ainu vi mishum shenem Reish is bikuri ad moscha. It's not ad moscha at all. So here also, Kinyan Peris lav kekinyan aguf. So it's not called al-Moskva, so it shouldn't even be maybe. The problem is, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish both agree that if I bought a field, Bizman Shayev will know that maybe. The only issue that they have a debate on is whether Korei or not. So the Achreinim Matazich to understand why should it be that he's maybe at all. If you hold like Reish Lakish, that's the Psak over here. The Din is like Reish Lakish, that King Peris, Lav Kikinyin Aguf Dami, Lav Kikinyin Aguf, so he shouldn't even be maybe. Should be like rented. Shouldn't he be mechuyev? He shouldn't even be mechuyev lahavi. So the Minchas Chinuch has a discussion on this on Parshas Mishpatim. So he quotes the Achrayim before him. He'll point out there's a Tesis in Bava Basra, where Tesis says that the maybe is only the Rabbanon. It can't be. We should not break our heads to try to figure out a pshetl over here. There's nothing to pshetl about. The whole maybe is only the Rabbanon. It's not maybe min haTorah. The difficulty with that is, he points out the earlier Achrayim had a difficulty. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says, whenever there's a chiyuv bikurim only mid rabbanon, so you're going to have a problem of chulin ba'azorah. You're going to bring the bikurim into the azorah, which is chulin. Min haTorah, it wasn't chal. The din of bikurim wasn't chal on it because he wanted mechuyev to be mafrish. So you're going to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to pick it up and do tnuf and say Arami Yovid Ovi. You're going to treat it as if it's a Dovah Sheyesh B'Kedusha, and it's not. So there you have a problem of Chulin Ba'Azor. Chulin Ba'Azor, we usually used to think of Chulin Ba'Azor, I shech the behemoth Chulin in the Azor. Yeah. That's how the Gemara always talks. Chulin Ba'Azor, I shech the behemoth. And you're not allowed to shech Chulin in the Azor, and if you did, you're not allowed to eat it. You're only allowed to shech Kiyuchak Bimcha Mokim. How does the Pasuk say? When you'll come to Eretz Yisrael and you'll be far away from the Beis HaMikdash, then you can eat the sar type of kisav and nafshecha lo habosar, is b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'yachalta, so it says b'richak mokim, b'richak mokim yishem. So we usually used to thinking that chulam bazar means you're not permitted to shecht chulam azar, and you're not permitted to eat the hema that was nishchet in the azar, shaloi kedin, it was a chulam, you're not allowed to eat it. A chulam azar means you're not allowed to walk into the azar with a sandwich. Sanayim Aisa. So what does the Gemara say in Baba Basra Daf Pei Aleph, that if you have something which is only Bikurim in the Rabbanon and it's not bona fide Bikurim in Atayro, you have on your hands a problem of Chulam Azor. The Gemara tells you how to solve the problem. So well, why is there a problem of Chulam Azor? What's the problem? So Taisus and the other Rishonim say, just to walk in with a sandwich in my pocket, that's not Chulam Azor. Taisus says, and what are you going to walk in with a suit? Your suit is Chulam also? Your suit is Chulam Azor. So funny cash. So Taisus says, the answer is, that's not Chulam Azor. To walk in, so you can have a candy in your pocket, you can have a sandwich in the other pocket, a bottle of schnapps, whatever you want to have in your pocket. If you walk in, that's not an Easter Chulam Azor. But over here it is an Easter. I'm going to bring in imitation Bikurim, and I'm going to pick it up and do a tnuf, and I'm going to say, Arami Yavid Ovi, the whole works. I'm going to treat it like regular Bikurim, and it's not Kodesh, it does not Kodesh as Bikurim. So that's why the Gemara raised an issue of Chulam Azor there. So the Gemara says, you have to be Magdashit, Allah Tanai, and Agan Sechad Gadya. How you avoid the problem of Chulam Azor. That's a difficulty that Achrenim ask, if we should assume the way Taisus and some other Rishonim say that this Gemara that says that if you buy a field in Eretz Yisrael Bizman Shahayoyevel Noheg, and the field is going to go back to the original owner, it's only as they mikna, it's not as the Achuza. So that field, all you have is a Kinyan Peris on it, and you're going to pass, and like Rish Lakish says, that the Kinyan Peris is Lavki Kinyan Aguv Domi, so it's not called Av Moscho. And that's why you're not korei. That's why you don't say mikru bikurim, because it can't say baruch asadama ashen asateli ashen ishbatala b'sein olas islanu. It's not how adama ashen asateli. Since you can't, so that's the difficulty. If you can't be korei, if you don't have the mikru bikurim, so then you shouldn't even. So you shouldn't be mevi either. So the mevi is only midirabbanon. If the mevi is only midirabbanon, so the Gemara should have mentioned something about that, because you have all kinds of chumris. Whenever you only have bikurim midirabbanon, you have to do something to solve the issue of Chulam Bazar. And the Gemara never said, the Gemara in Perek HaShaleach, when they presented this Machlokes Abayech and Reish Lakish, whether Koine Sodom HaChaver Bizman Shayev Al Noig, whether he's Mevi B'Ein HaKorei or he's Mevi B'Korei, no one ever said that the Mevi is only if you're Magdashit and so on. So that's a difficulty, but L'chara, that's the easiest answer, the way Taisus and other Rishonim say that the Mevi is only Midirabbanah. The Gemara there in Gittin in the last daf in Hashalech, the Gemara raises a problem. The Gemara says, what will it then be? Let's say Yeshua ben Nun divided Eretz Yisrael among all the people, fine. And then one of these people, a guy that chelik in Eretz Yisrael, dies, and he has two sons. So he divides his fields in two parts. So what's the halacha? Do you say Yesh Breira or do you say Ein Breira? What's the difference whether you say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? What's the difference over here? So the Gemara says, Anafkimina could chap the following shaila. When the father dies and the two sons, Reuben and Shimon, divide, the sodas, if you hold Yesh Breira, it means Huvadol Mafreya, this is it. So it's Mamish Estei Achuzo. So when it comes Yoivil, they don't have to give it back to anybody. But if you hold Ein Breira, so you can't say Huvadol Mafreya that this is Mamish Adin Yerusha. So if you say Ein Breira, then you say it's as if I was makna to you my share in the other half, and you're makna to me the share that you had in my hair. So if I'm makna to you, you're makna to me, then it's every Yerusha's estay mikna. Then when it comes Yevil, we should be machzir mzelezebe Yevil, whatever that means. That's a further discussion in the Rishayim, a big discussion, the Rambam and Rashi, what that means. But when it comes Yevil, we should have an Asik. There's going to be an Asik. So if a man got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, they do a shubanun, so he brings Bikurim. Yeah, that's a pasuk in the Torah, brings Bikurim. Then the man dies. Kedar Kolam, the man dies and he leaves two sons. So the two sons divide the chelek. So if you're going to say Ein Breira, we paskin b'derais Ein Breira. That's what we paskin. With respect to dinam, they're different shitas. Yes, no, maybe. So we paskin with respect to dinam derais Ein Breira, with respect to dinam derabon on Yesh Breira. That's how most of the paskin hold. The Ranan and Doram in the beginning of Perak Ashutfim, quotes all the shittas in the Rishonim of Pesach Halacha, and that's the Pesach HaMekubal. That with respect to Sagimon, like, the end of Beitza, with respect to Dinam Deraisa, we pass him Ein Breir, with respect to Dinam Rabbanim, we say Yesh Breir. So if the man died and he leaves two sons, so we should paskin Ein Breir. So Ein Breir should lead you to believe that I had to be makin to you my share and your sadi, you had to be makin to me your share and my sadi. So now comes Yevul, we're going to have to make some new arrangement because it's only a stay mikna, it's not a stay achuza. So the Gemara raised a question, so it should come out halacha lemaisa that the only time a person is going to be maybe the korei is chad b'chad ad Yeshua ben Nun. Is that Nitan Layomer? The only time the Torah has a Parsha Bikurim is the man who got the field in the days of Yeshua ben Nun and the small family, one son. You have more than one son, Teg Shainish. You have a lot of daughters, Gezun Teh. But if you have more than one son, Teg Shainish, so you can only be made the Korei if it's Achad Bachad, Ad Yeshua ben Nun, unless we'll have another solution. If the din would have been like Rabbi Yechanan, the Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Agubdan. If you hold Yesh Breir, so nothing changes when it comes Yovel. So it's not that the Sod is going to leave my Rishus when it comes Yovel. But in the way we pass from La Locha, Ein Breir, so that should lead you to believe when it comes Shnas HaYovel, the field is going to, I'm going to have to surrender the field. So all I have now is a Kinyan Peiris. So if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that Kinyan Peiris is Kinyan Aguf Dami, so you can be made with the Kori, even if you bought a field. Even if I bought a field, there's Manshah Yevel Noi. There's no problem. So there's no problem if I yarsh in the field. It's like going from buying a field. But the way we pass the halacha like, we pass in both problems. We pass in like Reish Lakish. That's one of the three exceptions to the rule. We pass in like Reish Lakish that Kinyan Peiris is Lavki Kinyan Aguf Dami. So the one who buys Hakayna Sada Bizmansha Yevel Noi is maybe the Enokor, and the whole maybe is only Midi Rabbanon. It's not even maybe Minatur. The whole maybe is only Midi Rabbanon. So if you don't have a Chad Bar Chad Ad Yeshua Ben Nun, if you have two sons who Yarshin, they divide the father's Yerusha. And we pass on La Loch with respect to Dinim Deraisa, Ein Breirin. So the Sada has to go away, be Yevel. So the Gemara has a Loshin there, Lo Matzini Yedeinu V'Ragleinu. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan holds Kinyan Peiris is Kinyan Aguf Dami, so he doesn't face any problem. The Shlokesh holds that Kinyan Peiris Lapki Kinyan Aguf Dami, he happens to hold that Yesh Breire. But the Gemara says, you can't hold both together. If you hold Ein Breire and you hold Kinyan Peiris is Lapki Kinyan Aguf Dami, then it's ridiculous. Lo Matzini Yedeinu V'Ragleinu, like in Yiddish you would say, those don't hand on peace. Vaguely, not exactly the same, but it has a similar expression. That's ridiculous. How can it be that the pasuk in the Torah of Havuaz Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim is so restricted, so limited? Such a big pasuk, and it turns out it's rarely ever going to be observed. So that's a thesis, and the end of HaShaleach says, so what do we do? Halacha l'maaseh, we pask in both ways. The both ways, Tegnish. We pask in Ein Breir, with respect to Din Berais Ein Breir. So it should follow that Machzirim Zela Zebi Yoivo. So all you have is a Kinyan Peir. You have a Kinyan Peir, so we pask like Rish Lakish. Kinyan Peiris is maybe the Ein Akor, the whole maybe is only with the Rabbanon. So Blaitach, that the only time you bring Bikurim is Chad Bachad, how can it be? So that's what Tosis explains, that even though the Gemara made that statement, Lamatzini Yedein Raglein, how can it be? Either you have to give in on this or give in on this, you can't hold both together. Tosis says, not exactly 100%, it's not so Mukhlach like that. You can even hold Ein Breire, and still, Ein Machzirim Zela Zebi Yoivo. The Torah only says that when Yevil comes, you have to surrender the field if you bought it from somebody. But if the father died, you made a chalukah, even though you hold, Sofka Sofa was a Yerusha, even though the halacha says that it ain't Breire, but it's still not the same as buying a field. So when it comes Yevil, I remain with the field. That's what Taisus, Mitecha Hechrech, that's how Taisus Farenfes Bekash. But that's how we certainly assume halacha l'maisa, that the din of Havuas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim is not restricted, it's not so limited to the instance of Chad Bachad Ad Yeshua Ben Nun. There should only be applicable in a situation where the man who got the field in the days of Chalukas Haaretz, in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, the Shevi Shechilku, that he gave the Birusha to his single son, or gave the Birusha to his single son. Everybody only had one son, all the way down. That's ridiculous. That's what the Gemara says. It's a double pasha, that's like Nitan Lahiyama.
But by a Ger is also always going to be Midrabuna. How did the Ger get the field? He's also must have bought the field.
He bought the field.
It's always going to be a Midrabuna.
Let's say Bizman Shein Ayavel Noik. Bizman Shein Ayavel Noik is only going to have a Kinyan Peiris, so it's only going to be maybe Midi Rabbanon. But let's say Bizman Shein Ayavel Noik, so the field is not going to go away. Then he has a Kinyan Aguf, then he doesn't have only a Kinyan Peiris.
you buy from an Arab?
If you buy a seal from an Arab? As man as that's a problem, we're not exactly sure who the Medina belongs to. You have to figure out what the facts are. What exactly is the status of Truma? What exactly is the status of the Kohen? What kind of a Kedusha does it have? So the Mishnah in the second parak of Bikurim begins with a description. Hatruma v'habikurim, Truma has certain things in common with Bikurim. And then it continues to say that Maizu Sheni has certain, Bishta base, Maizu Sheni has certain things in common with Bikurim. There is a din, in order to get Malkus, feeding tray for food, you have to eat a kazayas. If you eat less than a kazayas, so we pass and you don't get Malkus. Rav Shimon, the Tana, Rav Shimon Bayechoy holds not so. And Malkus, the Gemara, Rav Shimon holds kol shuhu la Malkus. L'am a kazayas, elo le korban belvad. In order to be chayv a korban b'shoigid, you have to eat a kazayas. But we don't pass like Rav Shimon. We pass and if you didn't eat a kazayas of tray for food, you don't get Malkus. Vos haist a kazayas of tray for food. Let's say the fella had a ham sandwich. And the ham in the middle was less than a kazayis, and the sandwich was mashlim nishia to the kazayis. Is that considered ein achila plus in kazayis? But he did an achila. He ate a whole ham sandwich. But the part of isa was less than a kazayis. Would you say heter mitzaref li iser? Or you say ein heter mitzaref li iser? So that's a machlekes satana, and we paskin no. Ein heter mitzaref li iser. In order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis of isa. The fact that you did a maisa achila by eating a whole sandwich, but the heter and the other things, and the telchad varmi ate also a little bit of isa, that's not enough. You have to eat a full kazayis of isa. Now the Gemara has a further machlokes hatanaim. What if the fella eats a half a kazayis of nevela and a half a kazayis of tevel? No hatreifazah. He ate it and he eats it together. So let's say the ham. Let's say it's a half a kazayis of ham, and the bread that the sandwich is made from is a half a kazayis of tevel. Echatimsa, they want mafish chalas, so it's tevel. So there's a further machlokes. Rav Meir and the Chachamim, would you say isurim mitzar from zeh mizeh? Sof kol sof, he ate a kazayis of trei for food, so he deserves malchus. And we paskin no, we paskin just like ain hetem mitzar for iser. You have to have a kazayis of iser. So ain isurim mitzar from zeh mizeh. You have to have a kazayis of one iser. This iser with that iser have nothing to do with each other, and you won't get any malchus. So the Mishnah in Me'ilah lists off certain cases where you're really eating different isurim, but they are mitzvah from zeh mizeh because it's all shem echad. So it says, let's say a non-kohen is forbidden to eat truma. So if a non-kohen, not allowed to eat truma, not allowed to eat challah and bikurim and ma'aseh mena ma'aseh. When you give ma'aseh rishon to the lady, so the lady has to be mafresh ma'aseh mena ma'aseh and give that to the kohen. So the ma'aseh mena ma'aseh is also called truma. So the Mishnah says, if a non-kohen, if a zar eats a whole mixture that has a quarter of a kazayis of truman, a quarter of a kazayis of challah, a quarter of a kazayis of bikurim, and a quarter of a kazayis of ma'aseh mena ma'aseh, it's been tarf in the yachad that he should get malchus because it's all shem echad. The Mishnah says, kol shesh maseim shavim, the shiureim shavim. If the shiur, even if it's shem echad, but the shiurim would be different, if this would be kazayis and this would be kadasha, then it's not mitztarfim. But if everything is kazayis, shiureim shavim. The shear for all of these things is the same, and it's shmaseim shom. They're all called truma. We in the Mishnais we call this bikurim, and this is truma, and this is ma'aseh and ma'aseh, and this is challah. But in the Chumash they all refer to as truma. It's all shem echad. But since it's all shem echad, so the Mishnah says that the mitztarfim yachad is mamish shem echad. So on the one hand, the bikurim has a kedushas truma, and the Mishnah lists off all the dinim at the beginning of Perek Beis. On the other hand, there is clearly a din in Bikurim that doesn't apply to Truma that's based on the fact that it has an aspect of Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni v'Neter Revayit to it. The Bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. The Bikurim cannot be eaten Chutz L'Yerushalayim. So it's clear that that's like Ma'aseh Sheni v'Neter Revayit. So that's clearly an aspect of Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni that it has. So that's Mishnah Beis. Yesh B'Ma'aseh Bikurim Ma'Sheni came with Truma. There are certain aspects that Bikurim shares in common with Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh in the Mishnah is Ma'aseh Sheni, which doesn't apply, which aspects do not apply to Truma. So the Bikurim really in effect is a hybrid, it's a combination. The Kedushas HaBikurim is a combination of Kedushas Truma together with the Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni. That's what you have in that Mishnah Machlekes of Shimon and HaChachamim, all based on Sukkim. What about the din of Oinen? A person who's an Oinen, one of the Zayin Kroizim died. So that day the Kroizim have the status of Aninas. The one who's an Oinen is permitted to eat Truma. We have no Pesukim that says he's forbidden to eat Truma. But in Vidui Meiser, on Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year, this was a Shemitah, And then at Pesach of the fourth year, you have to recite Vidin Ma'is, the Biyati HaKadosh Min Abayis, Gam Nisat Malay. So you say, Lo Yachalti Biyoini Mimenu. I observed all of the mitzvahs as you have commanded me, and one of the mitzvahs is that I didn't eat it in the state of Aninus. So from the Pesukim we learn out that one is forbidden to eat Ma'is Hashem Neter Avai in the state of Aninus. Ma'is Hashem Neter Avai have the identical Dinim, Kemat the same Dinim. So there's a machlokes hatanaim, what about Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, what about Bikurim? Truma is mutter to an oinen. An oinen is permitted to eat truma. But an oinen is not permitted to eat ma'is sheni. So what's the halacha regarding Bikurim? Bikurim is like a hybrid. It has partial dinim like truma and partially has dinim like neter revai and ma'is sheni. So should you say that with respect to aninus, you go to chumra in all directions, so you say, well, since it has the kedushas ma'is sheni, so an oinen is forbidden to eat it. Or do you say, no? Basically, it's a kedushas truma with a little twist. So since basically it's a kedushas truma, so an oinen would be permitted to eat. And the same achleg is by biur. Same achleg is at an oinen. Reb Shimon holds that basically it's truma. Reb Shimon holds basically truma with a little knetch. And the other chachamim say no, it has superimposed one kedusha on top of the other. You have to go the chumra in both directions. Whatever chumras you have from ma'is sheni have to be imposed on the bikurim as well. The Abnei Nezer has tshuvas on the Shulchan Aruch, and the order of the Shulchan Aruch, Arachan, Yeredeya, Chayish Mishpat, Ebn Ezer, Chayish Mishpat, and then at the end of Chayish Mishpat, he only has around 50 tshuvas on Hilchas Chayish, and in Yoni Chayish Mishpat. Then at the end of the Chayish Mishpat, it's a much thinner volume than the others, but at the end he has all kinds of miscellaneous issues that he discusses. Some are tshuvas that belong back in the earlier Chalokim of Shulchan Aruch, and others have nothing to do with Shulchan Aruch. So in the end, in the miscellaneous section of the Chayish Mishpat, he has Amichtov Divetar is some, I think, a nephew of his or someone discussed a shaila with him. The din is that a zar she'ochal truma b'shoigeg, if a non-koyin ate by a non-koyin is not permitted to eat truma. And if he eats truma b'mezid, is misa b'day shamay? A zar she'ochal truma mesa b'oki yichalu. You're not permitted to eat truma if you're not a koyin. What happens if b'shoigeg, a non-koyin, went ahead and ate truma? So the Torah says he has to give keren v'chaymish to the koyin, and he has to give. So the Mishnah says in Trumas you have to give Dabar HaRoyli as Kodesh. Let's say I'm not a Kohen, and by mistake I went ahead and I ate $10 worth of cookies that were made from Truma. I drank $10 worth of wine that was Truma Dika wine. So I have to give Keren the Chaimish. I ate a Bishoge. So I have to give Keren the Chaimish. Chaimish doesn't mean 20%. It doesn't mean 20%. It doesn't mean that I give $12. Chaimish means 25%. Means that after I give it, it'll be one-fifth of the sum total. So I don't give, so $10 is Keren. And the Chaimish is $2.50. So I have to give $12.50. I cannot make out a check, and I cannot pay in cash. I have to give Dafke, Dabar HaRoyli as Kodesh. I have to give the Kohen another bottle of wine that's worth $10, or two bottles of wine, one that's worth $10. One that's worth $2.50. You have to give Dabar HaRoyli as Kodesh. You have to give at the end. And by giving it to the Kohen, it says, V'nasam HaKohen as HaKodesh, it's Nepach Lios Truma. So that new bottle of wine that I started off as being Chulin, with which I pay the Kohen, the Karen, with the Chaimish, does Vet Alein Kodesh. And now the Din says that if I'll be Shegig, I'll go ahead and I'll eat that, I'll have to give a Karen Chaimish on that. The minute I give it to the Kohen, Vet is Kodesh, it becomes Truma. So what's the Din if a non-Kohen by mistake ate Bikurim? So Bikurim is also Truma. He has to be mafresh vital. He has to be mafresh bikurim and give it. So the Avni Nezer discusses a shaila when he'll be mafresh the new bikurim tachtov. This halacha that you have to give nasan keren b'chaimish and nasan l'kainis hakodesh dava haroi li'es kodesh and snapach li'es kodesh. That's only a din in truma. That's not a din in ma'is sheni neter revai. So do I say over here that this is one kedusha superimposed on top of the other, or do you say that it's a kedusha truma with a knetch? It's a hybrid. When you're going to give the Dabar HaRoyli as Kodesh and it's going to be Nepach Lios Truma, but it'll only be Truma which you can eat Chutz L'Yerushalayim, because the Kedusha is Ma'aseh Sheni Shebo that you ate B'Shoigeg, you're not Mechuyev to replace that. You want Mechuyev to replace the Kedusha as HaTruma. So when you give the Truma, it's a Nepach Lios Truma, that's all. And then the Tashlume Truma for the Zar She'ochal Bikur and B'Shoigeg can be eaten Chutz L'Yerushalayim also. The Shur can be eaten to an onion. Or should I say no? It's not that it's one kedusha superimposed on top of the other. It has a kedusha truma with a kedusha ma'aseh sheni one on top of the other. It basically has a kedusha truma with a hybrid over here. So when you give Davar HaRoi Lias Kodesh, that's what it's going to become. It's going to be such a Kedusha with a status that it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So he tries to bring Raya's in his Matchib. He has a Tesis in Yevomis and Terek HaOl. His Matchib does merely happen in Raya's. So Lachoreh should depend on this Machlekes of Shimon and Chachamim, whether the Kedushas Maaseh Sheni is superimposed on top of the Kedushas HaTrumah, or no, the two are blended in together. It's one status of it's one hybrid Kedusha of Truma with Maaseh Sheni together. This din that the Mishnah is telling us, that Bikurim has in a certain sense a status of Maaseh Sheni, this is Mavur in the Pasuk, not only because you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, it's Mavur in the Pasuk like that. It says in the Chumash in Parashas Re'eh, V'achalto sham lifnei Hashem alakecha ma'isa digoncho b'siro shchol yitzarecho v'chores b'kocho b'tzanecho v'chol nederecha shatido trumos yodecho, I think, or trumos yodecho. So the Gemara says in Makkos, the trumos yodecho elu habikurim. That's referring to Bikurim. And the Gemara says there in Makkos, and in the middle of Zvachim on that Samach Aleph or so, the Gemara says that this pasuk is telling you a hakesha, that all of these have the same din, that ma'isa sheni is referring to Maaseh Sheni must be eaten in Yerushalayim. Lifnei Hashem Elokecha in Yerushalayim, you have to eat Maaseh Sheni, you have to eat Bechor Behema Tehoira, and you have to eat Truma. And these three are singled out; they have a special status, different from all other Kachim Kalim. Maaseh Behema and Korban Pesach and Shlomim and Toida also are Kachim Kalim, also have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but they don't have the din that Bechor Behema Torah has. This pasuk only speaks about these three things: Maaseh Sheni v'chalta Hashem lifnei Hashem, Maaseh Dgon Chamaiser, u'Bechorcho b'tzanecha Bechor Behema Torah, and Trumas Yadecha Eilu Habikurim. These three have a special din that's called Havo Asmakim. What do you mean Havo Asmakim? All korbanos need Havo Asmakim. You have to bring all korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash. You can't bring a korban chutz l'Hamikdash. And all kachim kam have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and all kachim kam have to be eaten in Azor. In what sense do we call this Havo Asmakim? This are Gemara, and the Rambam quotes this. So the Rab Chaim has in his Sefer on the Rambam, all Arichas, he keeps on hacking about the Havo Asmakim, and he never defines what it is. He never gives a definition of what the Havo Asmakim is. Rab Menachem Zembe is the first one who has in print, in writing, what is the definition, what is unique about these three, what is special about these three, Maaseh Sheni, Bechor Behema Tehoira, and Bikurim. The Gemara says, the Gemara had the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Let's say a farmer in New York State, a Jewish farmer, has a behema, a cow that's about to give birth for the first time. And instead, so the din is that he's supposed to sell and make a shutzah for the goy in order not to get involved in any problem. Let's say Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakai. So you're not allowed to make a shutzah for the goy in order to get involved, in order to avoid the problem. You have a mitzvah to let it become Kaddish Bechor Behema Tehoira. Unless you need the shutfas for the goy stam in order that the business should continue. But if you're only doing the shutfas in order to pat yourself, that's haram. So you're not allowed to do a haram in order to avoid fulfillment of the mitzvah of Bechor Behema Torah. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, machlekes of the Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. What if a farmer lives in Chutzalaretz and he doesn't have any shutfas for the goy, and his cow gives birth to a vlad, which is a Bechor Behema Torah, a zocher, which is a Bechor Behema Torah, and he's interested in bringing this animal to the Beis HaMikdash, can he fly it in to the Beis HaMikdash and be makriv it on the Mizbeach or not? So Rabbi Shmuel says, yeah, if you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, mekablim hemen, and you makriv it on the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, and the Pesach is like Rabbi Akiva, that you cannot bring a Bechor Behema Torah from Chutz Lortz. If it was born in Eretz Yisrael and they took it out, then you can bring it back. But if it was born in Chutz Lortz, it depends when it was born, what it was. When it's born, then it becomes Niskadish. We say that a Bechor is Kaddish Mirechem, it doesn't mean that it's Kaddish while it's in the Rechem. The Mishnah is in the Hemam Kasha, in the middle of Chulin, the Mishnah is in Bechor, say Beferish. A Bechor is Kaddish Mirechem means when it's born. Before it's born, it doesn't have. So the moment of birth, that's the moment that it becomes Niskadish. So if it's born in Chutzalaretz, so the Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, you cannot have Havo Asmakim from Chutzalaretz. If I'm Magdash at Korban Pesach or Korban Shlomim or Korban Taida in New York, I can fly it into Yerushalayim to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't need Havo Asmakim. Havo Asmakim doesn't mean that you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Havo Asmakim means a different thing. That's what Rabbi Nachum Zembe explains. The Pasuk says that these three things, Maaseh Sheni and Bechor Behema Torah and Bikurim, calls man that they're not brought to Yerushalayim, the Kedusha is incomplete. When you bring it to Yerushalayim and you do the Havo Asmakim is mashlim the Kedusha. That's not true regarding other korbanos. Not by kachim kachim and not by kachim kal. Many other carbon, if I'm magdish it here, it gets the full kedushas haguf. I have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash because I can't do shchut echutz. That's a different halacha, but it's not that I have to bring it to Yerushalayim for the purpose of being mashlim in the kedusha. Here, the Gemara states the favorites that it's not so. That the bringing it to Yerushalayim, not to the Beis Hamikdash, the bringing it into Yerushalayim, that's called havaras malkam. The bringing it into Yerushalayim is mashlim the kedusha. The mashal, the pasuk has it in. Also in Parshas Rei, lo suchal. There's an essay and there's a lo essay. Uvasa shama b'habesim. How does it say? Yachalta shama lifnei shama kecha ma'isa digonecha b'sivarei shemitzrecha l'chares b'kach b'tanecha l'chumas yadecha. So that's the essay. Yachalta shama is an essay. If you eat the ma'isa sheni chutz v'shalayim, you're mevatli. You're right around an essay. Then the pasuk has a lois essay. Lo suchu l'achol b'sharecha ma'isa digonecha b'sivarei shemitzrecha l'chares b'kach b'tanecha l'chumas yadecha. There's a lois essay. So the Gemara says in Makkos in the third parak, Banedvam Amurim, when do you violate that lois essay and you get malchus on it? If you eat the Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, that's only if the farmer had Ma'aseh Sheni and he brought it to Yerushalayim and then he took it out. But if he's on his way to bring it to Yerushalayim and he just eats it before it ever gets there, so then the Gemara says he's not like, he's not over. So Taisa says he's not over on the lois essay, he's over on the essay. He's mevatel and over the essay, yachalta sham lefnei Hashem lekecha. But he's not over on the lois essay unless it was first brought into Yerushalayim and brought out. Why? So he could have said pshat, it's really not yet mukhach. He could have said pshat, that the only time you violate the lois essay is if he could have fulfilled the mitzvah with it, if it was never brought to Yerushalayim yet, and you didn't have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah, so then you don't have the lois essay. You could dingzach. So Menachem Zemin says, don't dingzach, because the Lashon HaGemara reads like this. The Gemara has the following. A man is walking to Yerushalayim and he has like a hobo, he has a stick over his shoulder, he has the pack over here with the Ma'aseh Sheni, with the Netar Revai, whatever, with the Bikurim, and he is a long stick, and he is Lifnim and Achayma, and the pekel is still outside, didn't enter yet. So the Gemara says, Adayin lo niskadish. And if he brought it in, then it's niskadish. So what do you mean Adayin lo niskadish? He was mafrish the Ma'aseh Sheni at home, he was mafrish the Bikurim, what do you mean Adayin lo niskadish? The Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni was ready chal before, so you see Mefurish from the Lashon HaGemara like that. The Gemara Psachim also Mefurish like that. That before you bring it to Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedusha. The entering into Yerushalayim is Mashlim the Kedusha. That's a special din that only applies to these three things. Only to Ma'aseh Sheni and to Bikurim and to Bechor Behemet Torah. It doesn't apply to other Kabbanas, not to Kachi Kachim and not to Kachim Kalim. And that's the special din that Rabbi Akiva holds, that you cannot have Havaas Mokum from Chutz Loretz. If the Bechor Behemet Torah, that you don't have Ma'aseh Sheni in Chutz Loretz, there's no Kedushas Haaretz, you're not Kai. That you don't have Bikurim in Chutz Loretz, also, you're not Mechuyet. But Bechor Behemet Torah, you do have. If the cow gives birth to a Zachar, it has a Kedushas Bechor Behemet Torah. You have to wait till it gets a mum. You're not allowed to shecht at Chutz Lazar. You have to wait till it gets a mum to be allowed to shecht it. So the question is, if it does have a Kedushas Bechor Behemet Torah, so what's to prevent me from bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash and be makrivit? Like Rabbi Shmuel says, if you bring it, they'll be makrivit. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, even the Yeved, if they brought it, they cannot be makrivit, because you cannot have Havas Mokum from Chutz Loretz. Only what began its Hascholos HaKedusha in Eretz Yisrael, there the Kedusha could be Nishlemes by bringing it into Yerushalayim. But if the Hascholos HaKedusha began in Chutz Loretz, so it's not Shach to be Nishlemes by bringing it into Yerushalayim. That's the concept of Havas Mokum. It's a special din. Special din that only applies to these three instances. There is an interesting Mishnah in Kalin. The Rav was very fond of saying this over. Somehow it always came up on a Yortzeit. When he used to learn Mishnah, he said, whatever Mishnah he was learning, he would always like to bring up this Mishnah Kalim. Mishnah Kalim, that in the Hasidish Sidurim, they have it printed for Leil Shabbos, that they learn through this Mishnah, Perek Aleph and Kalim. Litzof Esa Kedusha, saying there are 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So it says Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to Chutz Loretz. Then within Eretz Yisrael, all our Yoros, Amkof, Eschonim, Moshe, Shub, and Nun have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Then Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of the walled cities from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Then the Har HaBayis has a higher level, slightly higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Yerushalayim. Then you go weiter, the Chil and the Azor, the Azaz Noshim, and the Azaz Yisrael, some of the Chilukim are Adarais, some are Olim Adarabbana, until you get to the Ben Ulam Alam Mizbeach, and the Ulam, and the Hechol, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Ben Abadim, 10 different levels of Kedusha. So the Mishnah has to explain to you, well, the Mayan of Kemina, So the Mishnah says Eretz Yisrael. In each step of the way, the Mishnah says a din has a level of kedusha with respect to X, Y, Z. It tells you which din. So on the first din, the Mishnah says Eretz Yisrael mekadesh is mikol haratza. It's with respect to what? So if you have asked us, you ask a child in cheder, ask a mine afkamina. So he'll say shumas hamaisis shmita v'yayva leket shikha peya bikurim. None of the above. The Mishnah digs up two obscure dinim that no one ever heard of. In the middle of Menachos, that the Omer is Shtei Alechem have to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. All other Menachos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, you can import grain from America, from Russia, from everywhere, from wherever you get it, and bring a Korban Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. The Omer on Pesach, on first day Chalamot Pesach, and the Shtei Alechem is the Korban that you bring on Shavuos. The Omer is from barley, and the Shtei Alechem is from wheat. So those bits of grain have to have been grown in Eretz Yisrael. It says, so some have the gears in the Mishnah. We have the gears, not some. We have the gears printed on Mishnayos. Omer Shtei Alechem b'ha Bikurim, and the only going crosses out Bikurim. You only bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael. The din is a din emes. You only bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael. So why did the only going cross out the Mishnah Bikurim? Because in the Sifrei Zuta, the Sifrei that we have. Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Daf Tevav, Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, and Stam Tosefta is Reb Nechemian, Stam Sifro is Reb Yudit, Reb Eloy, and Stam Sifrei is Reb Shimon. Rukulu Aliba de Reb Akiva. They all follow the Shitas of Reb Akiva. So the Sifrei that we have a Sifro on Vayikra, that's Stam Sifro is Reb Yudit, Reb Eloy, and the Sifrei is Zambanid, Benvam, Stam Sifrei is Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Bayekoi, and it follows Reb Akiva. But there's another Sifrei, that's called, some call it the Sifrei Zuta, some call it the Rashi, and the Rash on Mishnah is called the Sifrei B'Panim Acherim, a different version of the Sifrei. It's a whole different style Hebrew. It's like a Talmud Yerushalmi style Hebrew, and it's Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel. It's not Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. The Rishonim quoted, there are a lot of dinim in the Rambam that the only source that we have available is this Sifrei Zuta. So this Sifrei Zuta was published in Europe, different editions. So one of the editions was published in between the First and Second World War by a friend of Rav Menachem Zemel. Also, by they were businessmen, a group of businessmen who were great goyim, the greatest goyim that we ever had from all the generations. They were in business. They weren't a practicing rab. They didn't give shiurim in public, and they were not rabbonim, amalam, zanish. They were businessmen. They didn't want to make a kardim lachbava. So this friend, his name was Yoshkevich, I think. So he published the Sifrei Zuta with Heoris. So, and he asked Rav Menachem Zemel if he can add on some Heoris as well. So the opening section of the Sifrei Zuta is on Parshas Noso or Bahalo Yischo, the Parsha of Shiluach Tmei Min HaMachne. Forgot where is that? That's in Noso. There is no Sifrei Zuta on Bamidbar in Noso till the Shiluach Tmei Mishach Min HaMachne called Tzuro B'Chazal V'Chatom Al Navish. So the Sifrei Zuta begins Esek Kedusha Sein. It lists off the Esek Kedusha. So it has exactly verbatim the same as the Mishnah with slight variations. So Menachem Zemel wrote a whole kuntres, around 100 pages long, explaining the variation. How come over here it says this, and over here the slight variation? So this is one of them. He explains how come in the Sifrei Zuta does not say Bikurim, and in the Mishnah it does. We have it in the Mishnah, and the Goyim crosses it out. Why did the Goyim cross it out? What's the issue, whether it should be or should not be? What's wrong? The din is a din emes. Bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rav used to say this pshat that Menachem Zemel has in his kuntres, and the Oitzer HaSifrei, explaining this issue. So Rav Menachem Zemel explains, the Mishnah doesn't say Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh is Mekol HaRatz, it's Chayv and Trumas and Maisis and Leket Shik Chapeya and in Shemitah the Yoiva. Why? That's because of Kedushas HaRatz. Mitzvah Chayvas Karka, Mitzvah Tlui Baratz, and in Heges Ala Baratz. The agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is not driving it. The Mishnah is trying to tell us there are 10 levels in Kedushas HaMikdash. The Iker of the Kedushas HaMikdash is in the Kodesh HaGadosh and Bein Abadim. Then as you go further, the Heichal has a little less Kedusha. Then the Azara has a little less Kedusha. And then you go to the Ezra's Noshim, has a little less Kedusha. You go weiter out into the Harabai's little lower Kedusha. As you go further away from the center of the Kedusha, from the Bein Abadim and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so as the Kedusha spills out, it gets a little weaker and weaker. And then it says, all of Eretz Yisrael has a mikzas of Kedushas HaMikdash. So with respect to what din do you say that all of Eretz Yisrael has a mikzas of Kedushas HaMikdash? Mishnah is not going to say, Trumas and Mice is like the Shikha Pei and Shemitah V'Yevil. That has nothing to do with Kedushas HaMikdash. That's because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. Has Kedushas HaAretz. How do you see from that Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash? Oh. So the Mishnah had to dig up these two obscure dinim, Sheinidim Imenu Ha'omer Ashtei Alechem. That the Omer Ashtei Alechem is not from the Mitzvah Satliyas Ba'aretz. Why should it only be only good if it grew in Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is kach nema halacha. The oimer shteilachim has to grow in the Beis Hamikdash. Has to grow in the Beis Hamikdash. And all of Eretz Yisrael has a sufficient level of Kedushas Hamikdash with respect to Israel. That's why the Mishnah only mentions that. That's how the Rav used to say over this pshat. So he said, and what's the issue as to whether the Bikurim does belong or does not belong? So he says, Menachem Zemer has the same comment. So he said, there is a Teisusol, a little Teisusol in Bava Basra and Daf Pei Aleph. There's a little Shtikla Gemara, two blocks from there. So there's a Teisus that discusses the status of Bikurim. Bikurim doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, but the Gemara has a pasuk, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha Lemutei Chutz La'aretz. So Teisus Frek Hakasha, why do you need a Miut Lemutei Chutz La'aretz? In all agricultural mitzvahs, we learn out from a different pasuk in the Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Kedushin that all agricultural mitzvahs only have to be observed in Eretz Yisrael. Chovis Aguf has to be observed all over the world, but a mitzvah tluy baris and in Hegzal baris. So why do I need an additional pasuk over here? So one Taritaisa suggests is that in Parshas Mishpatim it's written in one pasuk. It's all in one pasuk. So I would have thought that one pasuk is like a hekish. It's a hekish. So I would have thought just like Basa B'chalav applies all over the world, that's a chavis aguf. So too, perhaps Bikurim should be an exception to the rule that it should apply all over the world. So I need a miut. Not to darshan this hekish. Mamish, this is the pasuk. I would have darshan the hekish. And Tesis quotes, there's a Tosefta that alludes to this possible havamina. The Tosefta says that Basa B'chalav the hekish bein loris bein mechutz loris. The Tesis asks, what's the chiddush? Tosefta and perakola basa. Of course, Basa B'chalav the hekish bein loris bein mechutz loris. But they says, no, I would have darshan the hekish, that it's in the same pasuk with Bikurim. So I would have thought that there has to be some relationship. I would have thought either Bikurim should even apply in Chutz La'aretz or Basel B'chalav should not apply in Chutz La'aretz. One or the other. So I need psukim to darshan that it's just not so. So that's one suggestion. So Tesis in that suggestion sticks to the original svara that they had in the Kasha, that Bikurim is really one of the mitzvahs HaKliyas Ba'aretz. And then Tesis suggests another answer, that maybe the premise is not correct. Maybe the halacha says that Bikurim is not considered a chayvus hakarka at all. Maybe it's only called a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz when it's tovil. Shumas and maizis, when you have isurim involved. If you're not mafresh shumas and maizis, you have an issa to eat the tevil. Shmita and yovel have isurim. You have restrictions over there. There are isurim over there. Like a shikampeh, also there are isurim. But with respect to Bikurim, so Tesis suggests that maybe since if you're not mafresh to Bikurim, it doesn't make an issa tevil. It's just a mitzvah, and if you don't have a field, you're not mechuyev in Bikurim. Only if you have a field. So Tesis suggests maybe it doesn't really belong under the category of the mitzvah Sakhlis Barbits. Maybe it's not called a chayvus karka. Maybe it's really called a chayvus aguf. And I need a separate pasuk to say that it's only the Hegis Barbits and it's not the Hegis B'chutz La'aretz. Very strange, but Al Kopanim, very strange to understand that shita. But Tesis Al Kopanim has two opinions, whether the halacha that limits the observance of Bikurim to Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz La'aretz, does it boil down to the fact that Bikurim belongs to the same category as Trumas and Mais and Shemitah the other, like a Shikha Peo, or no? It's a separate halacha based on a separate Zeres HaKosh about Moscho, Lemutei Chutz La'aretz. So that's where Rav Menachem Zem and the Rav used to say that that's the issue that the Tanoim were debating over here. The Mishnah in the first parak in Kalim is listing off the Esek Kedushas that Eretz Yisrael has a mikzvah of Kedushas HaMikdosh. It's not telling me that Eretz Yisrael has a Kedushas HaOretz, that you chai the mitzvah of Kedushas HaOretz. That we know from the Mishnah in the first parak in Kedushin. The Mishnah is telling me Eretz Yisrael has a mikzvah of Kedushas HaMikdosh, and therefore there are enough Kaminis Ladina. So just like it doesn't mention Shumas HaMaisis, etc., it ought not to mention Bikurim as well. Or maybe no. Maybe the fact that Bikurim is restricted only to Eretz Yisrael is unrelated to Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's a separate Zeres HaKosmos. So look, the two Girsus in the Mishnah as opposed to the Sifrei Zuta should depend on the 2 days that Tesis said. That's how that's how Rav Menachem Zemer suggests. The Mishnah has the din that you cannot bring in the very beginning of Bikurim. It says you cannot bring Bikurim before Shavuos. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Eim Avim Bikurim Koidim Lo Atzeres, before Shavuos. Anshei Har Tzvuim, the people from a certain community, Heviu Bikurim Koidim Lo Atzeres. The Mishnah says later that when they would bring the Bikurim, the people from the same community would all come at the same time. That's in Perek Gimel it describes. How would they bring the Bikurim? So they would all come together. And then they would... Here. In Perigimel Mishnah Beis, it describes all of the people from the community would come together, and then they would come to the Beis HaMikdosh, and they would greet them in the last line in Perigimel Mishnah Gimel. Achenu Anshei HaMakom Ploni Basim L'Sham, that we greet the Jews who are coming from whatever, from this kibbutz, we greet the Jews coming from that kibbutz. Every time they would come, a whole kibbutz together. So the Mishnah here has in Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel, that people came from the community Hartzvuim. They brought Bikurim Koidim Latzeres, and the Rabbonim and the Beis HaMikdash didn't allow it. V'loi Kiblu Mehem, they didn't allow them to bring it. They told them to go back and come again after Shavuos. Mipnei HaKosav Shabbatar, because the Pasuk says the Chumash, the Chag HaKotzir Bikurim Asecho, HaShatizra Basodeh. Shavuos is the Chag HaKotzir Bikurim Asecho. What do you mean Bikurim? What's the halacha? That you're not allowed to bring any Bikurim before Shavuos. What kind of a din is this? So the Bartanura on the side writes the same as Rashi in a few places in Shas, Rashi in Psochem and in Menachos and a few other places. I think Rashi, every time this is mentioned in the Gemara, not so many times, Rashi writes the same as the Bartanura here, that there is a Mishnah Menachos that says like this: there is an Issa Chodosh Ba'Medina and there is an Issa Chodosh Ba'Migdash. Issa Chodosh Ba'Medina means that no one is permitted to eat any of the grain that was planted that took roots after the Hakrovas Omer. If someone's going to plant Tavua now and it's going to grow, so we won't be allowed to eat it until next Pesach, until they bring the Minchas HaOmer. Or if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then Itzuma Shal Yom is Mata. Then when it comes the day of Tezai Nissen, so even though you didn't bring the Omer, Adetzem Hayom Hazeh, Ad HaViyachem Esayim HaTnufa. Bizman Shal Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim is Ad HaViyachem Esayim HaTnufa. So you bring the Omer. Bizman Shal Beis HaMikdash Kam, then it's Adetzem Hayom is Ad Itzuma Shal Yom, then Itzuma Shal Yom is Mata. Itzuma Shal Yom means the daytime part of the day as opposed to the nighttime. Leil Tezayin, you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh yet till Yom Tezayin. The Gemara has a machlokes. You say Ad v'Ad b'chlal or Ad v'Leil b'chlal. What's the matir? Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. When are you permitted to eat the Tfuah Chadosh? Does it mean the crack of dawn, the morning of Tezayin? Ad v'Leil b'chlal. They say Ad v'Ad b'chlal till the end of the day, till the Sofim. That's how we paskin. The Yom Hanif Kula Yosef. The Gemara says that Rav Yechon ben Zakkai made 9 takonis. He was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. He made 9 takonis, and 8 out of the 9 takonis are the Rabbanon. Takonis Rabbanon, and the 9th one is a din deraisa. Why do we call it takonis? It means Doresh V'Hiskin. He popularized this din. He let everybody know that this is the din deraisa. This is the 9th takonis that's Doresh V'Hiskin, that constitutes a real din deraisa. The Yom Henef, the day of Tnufa Soimer, Yom Tezaim, is Man She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Dech Mezakel was the Nasi during the Churban, before, and during and after. He was the one who negotiated this with Vespasian. He surrendered Yerushalayim, and he asked for permission to move the Rabbanim to Yavne, and so on. So after the Churban Abayis, they brought the Omer. So after Hakrovas Omer, the Chodesh was Muta. After the Churban Abayis, so they weren't sure when is the Matir. Is it Tchilas Yom Tezayin or Sof Yom Tezayin? So he paskin that the Din Daraisa requires Sof Hayom of Yom Tezayin. Ad, the Ad Bechlal. Ad Itzuma Shal Yom Itzuma Shal, meaning the daytime part of Tezayin, the end of the daytime part, then you're allowed to eat the Chodesh. So the Mishnah says in Menachos, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, that ha'omer mater es ha'chodesh ba'medino, the hakrovas ha'omer, when you have a Beis HaMikdash, the hakrovas ha'omer is mater all the people to eat chodesh all over the world, and the hakrov of the shtei alechem that's brought on Shavuos is mater chodesh and nigdosh. What does it mean chodesh? Chodesh ba'medino, the isa chodesh all over the world, means that you're not allowed to eat any of the 5 kinds of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt. You're not allowed to eat anything that was planted after the tezayinis, and anything you plant now, you're not permitted to eat till next Pesach, till Hakrovas Omer of next Pesach, Tavshin Nun Hey, or till, if there won't be any Beis HaMikdash, until Itzuma Shal Yom, till the end of the Yom Tenufas, till the Yom Hanif is over. What's the din of Chodesh Bamigdash? The din of Chodesh Bamigdash doesn't only apply to the Tvuah. The Mishnah says it even applies to Shemen, it even applies to Yayin. You're not permitted to bring any Menachos of grain to burn on the Mizbech in the new Tvuah. Or you're not permitted to bring any nisachim of wine, you're not permitted to mix in any shemen into the mincha, you have to have shemen, or you're not permitted to bring any bikurim, anything that's brought that has a shaykhaz with the mizbeach. Any carbon that's brought has a shaykhaz with the mizbeach, including the bikurim, may not be brought from the new peiris that grew, from the new crops, even after Pesach, even after you brought the mincha saim, you're not allowed to bring anything as a carbon in the base. I mean, still you bring the shtei alechem on Shavuot. What if b'dieved you violated this din and you brought a carbon mincha or shemen or yayin before? So the Mishnah says it depends before what? Before what? If you brought it before the mincha sa'omer, so even b'dieved it's no good. But if you brought it in between Pesach and Shavuos after the Minchas Hayomer, before the Shtei Lechem, then b'diavad it will be good. What's the reason why there should be such a distinction? So if you would have asked us, we would have given a very simple reason. That if you bring it before the Minchas Hayomer, then it's even also lahedyot. So it's a chisana mimashki yisom min amutal yisom. The pasuk says in Yecheskel HaNavi that you're only permitted to bring karbonos in the Beis HaMikdosh from mashki yisro, from that, those kinds of wines or shmonim that's muta b'achila to a ben yisro. But if it's also to a hedyot, so it's pasuk l'gabi mizbeach. The Gemara has in different places. Menachas Daf Hei, there's a whole sugya of mashki yisom min amutal yisro. So whatever is also for yisro to eat, so you can't bring as a karb. So before Minchas Hayomer, even b'diavad, it is no good because it's a lack of the mashki yisro. But after the Minchas Hayomer, before you bring the Shtei Lechem, so there's no chisayim and mashki yisrael tzmuta. That's what we would have said, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, why didn't the Gemara? There's a sefer on Menachas that's called the Chidusha HaRashba. They say it's by somebody else, it's not by the Rashba. It's not, the Rashba was first level Rishon. This is perhaps a 10th level Rishon, whatever. It's not exact. Someone who lived in the period of the Rishonim, but he wasn't really on the same level as the Rashba. So he asked this Kasha, and he mutchazai some kind of a shver test. The kashas are good to kash, and it's a problem because the Gemara gives a different hesber. Rav Tarfon gave a hesber why it's a difference before the Yomer and before the Shtei Lechem. But what Shtei Talkopan in the Mishnah says that b'diavad, if someone brought yayin or shemen or mincha in between Pesach and Shavuot, so b'diavad is good. So the Rishalmi is bothered with a kasha on this Mishnah. Why does it say that Anshei Hartzuim brought the Bikurim already to the Beis HaMikdosh? And then it says, well, like Kiblu Mehem, what do you mean, like Kiblu? And they sent them back, and they said, come back in another month. It's the Chashem B'diyevet, they brought it already. So B'diyevet, the din is that it is good. So B'diyevet, leave it the way it is and say that it's okay. Why weren't they accepting it? Because it's the Haredi B'diyevet. So the Rishalmi answered, the Rishalmi in asking the Kasha is assuming, like Rashi in the Beit Tanur, that the only reason why you're not allowed to bring Bikurim before the Shtei Alechem is because of that universal din, that you're not allowed to bring any mincha or any yayin or any shemen, anything that's carved on the Mizbeach. You can't bring for the new Paris that just grew this year. It's a din of Chodesh Bamigdosh, and this Chodesh Bamigdosh is Nita with the Havua Shtei Alechem, it was before the Shtei Alechem. The Shami yes, but the Evid is good. Shami answers, these were Anoshim Misuyam, these were Anoshim Chashuvim. Anshei Hatzvim were well-known people. They're going to write it up in the newspaper. First page of the New York Times, whatever, the Jerusalem Post, or the Yosef Nemun, whatever. Anshei Hatzvim brought the Bikurim before Shavuos. And everybody's going to look up to them, and people are going to think that it's what they did it. If they did it, even B'diyevet, so we can do it. L'chatchila. That's like the Klal the Gemara has in many different places. Adam Chashuv Shaini. Sometimes something is mutter, and the Gemara and the Talmud Bavli has in a few different places. If he's an Adam Choshev, a big Talmud Chacham, and everybody looks to him, he has to be machmir, because everybody looks at the Rabbonim, and they feel, look, I'm not a Rav, I'm not mechuyev to do like that, I can do 10 madregas lower. So if the Rav is going to do something that's just mutter, has a heter by the skin of his teeth, and then everyone's going to look at him, they're going to do 10 madregas lower, they're going to do easier, they're going to do things that are really awesome. So the Gemara says all the time, Adam Choshev Shani has to be machmir, even on Dvar Mahamutorim. Even though the Shach writes an interesting comment in Yeridaya, Shach has, I think it's in Hilchas Ribbis in one place. The Gemara has in different places Adam Chashuv Shani and Ribbis in Bisholakum and different things. So the Shach points out that every single instance where the Babli says Adam Chashuv Shani, in effect, it says that these Anshei Hatzvim, these were very respectable Chashuv Balabatim, and if you'll allow them, if you'll allow the din was the B'diyevet it's Kasha. If you allow that din, then other people will come to do it, even L'chatchila. So you see that there is such a thing as Adam Chashuv. So this time the answer is it's a little different. All the cases where the Bavli says Adam Chashuv Shaini and the Shach claims the Yushalmi never halts from that, they're all cases where the thing is Heta Gomor. We're talking about a case with Mamish Heta Gomor. And nonetheless, the Bavli says, Adam Chashuv Shaini, he should be Machman Adav Ramute. Here we're talking about a thing that really is L'chatchila, you're not allowed to do it. It's only B'diyevet. The Mishnah says, Menachas is B'diyevet, it's acceptable. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. If you'll allow them to follow the Din B'diyevet, so this will lead other people to do it L'chatchila. And here they're doing something that is wrong. So he says, Adam Chashuv Shaini, here this B'diyevet is really a L'chatchila. It'll be converted into a L'chatchila. So that's what the Bar Tanura writes, that's what Rashi writes, that's what the Yerushalmi says. The reason why they didn't accept the Bikurim from the Anshei HaTzvuim who brought it, even though they brought it before, after Pesach, but they brought the Bikurim before Pesach. But even with the Eved, it's no good. No, they brought it before Shavuos. Kodem Atzeres, they brought it before. It doesn't say Kodem Atzeres, they brought it before Shavuos. But with the Eved is good. So nonetheless, the Yerushalmi says they didn't accept because they were Anashim Chashuvim and everyone's going to look up to them. The Rambam, when he writes this din, writes these in two different places. These are two different halachas. He says the halacha that you're not allowed to bring yayin and shemen and soles from grain or peiros that grew, the tzvua chadosha that grew until you bring the shtei lechem. There's a one place the Rambam has. And then b'di'evit, if you brought it after Pesach before Shavuot, b'di'evit it's good. Then he quotes in a different place, in Luchos Bikurim. Eim evim Bikurim kodem la'teres, is an independent halacha, not like Rashi writes. That this is just an application of that din that you're not allowed to bring the Nachodesh. No, the Rambam holds that even b'di'evit it's no good here. Not like the Yerushalmi. Even b'di'evit it's no good. It's a separate halacha, separate din. V'chag ha'kotze bikurim ha'asecha shatizra basodeh. That you cannot bring bikurim. That's the zman. Bikurim has the zman. You cannot bring bikurim before Shavuos. Not because of the issue of chodesh. That chodesh is not nita b'amigdosh until havuas till havuas te'alachma. Has nothing to do with that. Kodem Atzeres is before this man. I remember when we were learning Mishnah Yischalad, the Rav was talking about this also. So he said Asvara, I think he said the Minchas Chinuch has it, I don't remember, so I looked briefly today, I couldn't find it. I seem to remember he said Asvara from the Minchas Chinuch that even on Shavuos, after they brought the Shtei Lechem, he still cannot bring the Kurim. Asvara that based on this Pasuk, he cannot begin to bring the Kurim according to the Rambam Sheet until Isruchak, to the day after Shavuos. The Bizman begins the day after Shavuos. As far to say you cannot bring it even on Shavuos after the Abosh Tavach. According to Rashi and Batanur, certainly not so. They say it's just the din of Chodesh. That the Chodesh is Nita Bamigdosh after Shtei Lechem. So after Shtei Lechem is Zichah Mutah.
You can't bring it from Yachid.
Because you're doing a Malacha. Yeah, but here by Bikurim, no Malachas are involved. The malacha is not deicha yontif. When you bring a korban, you shecht it, and you do zrikas hadam. So shechita is a malacha deraisa, and zrikas hadam is misakin money mid the rabbanon. It's a malacha mid the rabbanon. But if you bring bikurim, there's no malachas. He just says aram yabedavi, picks it up, he puts it down. There's no mukta. It's muta bachila. It's not mukta. So lechare that's there shouldn't be any problem of bringing a korban yochid. If you can bring a korban on Shabbos without doing the malacha, it would also be muta. Can you bring bikurim on Shabbos? Why not? If you have, let's say the Shabbos after. Next Shabbos, the Haloyscha, the Shabbos after Shavuos. Can you bring Bikurim on Shabbos? Why not? If you have an Erev, and there's no Issa, there's no problem of carrying, so why can't you bring Bikurim on Shabbos? Why should it be a problem? Yeah, that's a Shaila of the Messina, yeah. The Mishnah in Beitzah discusses giving Truma to the Kohen on Shabbos and Yontif. That's a problem, giving it away. So he won't give it away, okay. What about just the bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash? You can bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. The din is that before you fulfill the mitzvah of Havoas HaBikurim, the Kohen is not permitted to eat the Bikurim. The Bikurim has a status like Truma, like Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, but can be eaten by anybody, not Lav Davka by a Kohen, anybody who's Tohor. And Truma has to be eaten by a Kohen, but doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The Bikurim has the double status. Either has superimposed one kedusha on top of the other, a hybrid kedusha, whatever. Shimon and the Rabbanon, the din is it has to be eaten dafke by a kohen like Truman, has to be eaten dafke in Yerushalayim like Maaseh Sheni. So the Mishnayis and the Gemara, the Ika, the Gemara in the end of Makkos has this. The Gemara in the end of Makkos has it. The Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Peyalot has it more so, that the kohen is not permitted to begin eating the Bikurim until you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Havoas HaBikurim. Now how exactly are you supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Havoas HaBikurim? So the mitzvah Bishlei Musa would be to do the Havoah and to do the Tnufa and to do the Hanocha, to put the basket on the floor and to do the Mikra Bikurim, to say the Arami Avirovi. What if the person brought the Bikurim and he didn't recite Arami Avirovi? So then the Gemara says he's yet to the mitzvah Shalom Bishlei Musa. Nishgefel, so he's yet to the mitzvah Shalom Bishlei Musa. So b'di'evit, the kohen is still permitted to eat the Bikurim. But what happens, the Gemara says, what happens if he fulfilled the mitzvah, what happens if he did the mitzvah so much, shalom b'shleimusa, let's say he didn't do the hanocha, He didn't. There's a machlekes in the Gemara, a machlekes hatanan, where the tenufa is miakevis. It says in the Chumash that when you bring the bikurim to the base of Mikdush, you're supposed to hold on to the bottom of the basket. The kohen is supposed to hold on to the sides of the basket. They both hold on. The kohen and the bialim hold on. They pick it up, wave it in all directions. What if he didn't do the tenufa? So that's a machlekes hatanan. Is that miakevis or not? Maybe you still fulfill a mitzvah shalom b'shleim musa. Maybe not. Ashayla, how much can be missing from the mitzvah, and you say that you're still yaitzim? Let's say I bring a korban mincha and I poured in the shemen and I didn't do the blila. It says so is blula b'shemen. I didn't do the blila. So the Mishnah says loy bol al is kosher. What if I didn't even pour in the shemen? That's possible. If you didn't pour in the shemen, it's possible. But if you poured in the shemen, you just didn't stir it. So loy bol al is kosher. Then Rav Zeira has a pshat on the Mishnah. What if you didn't stir it and it's impossible to stir it? There's so much flour in the container that if you're going to stir it with the blila, it's going to fall over. But then Rav Zeira says, Taich in the Mishnah, then Loi Bolol is possible. Why? So the Shagas Ari says, the mitzvah is done so much, Shalom B'Shalom Musa, it's missing too much. If you have a mincha that has the solus and has the shemen, you just didn't mix it. No. But you had the option, you had the opportunity to mix it, you just didn't do it. It's Roy Leblila, but you just didn't do the Blila. So that's an incomplete mitzvah. But I'll call upon him, it's a mitzvah, Shalom B'Shalom Musa, so you yaitze b'dieved in an incomplete state. But if you didn't do the blila, because he cannot even do the blila, if you'll try, that's more shalav b'shleim musa. He can't even do it if he tries to. So since it's so much shalav b'shleim musa, so then I declare you're not even yaitzeh the mitzvah at all, and the whole kav mincha is no good. That's how the Shagasai learns pshat and adin. So the Gemara has such a similar application of Rav Zeira's Svara, that the culture ain't a royal blila, blila miyakevitz, but if you can't even do blila if you try, then it's no good. So the Gemara has it over here. If you bring the bikurim and you didn't recite Arami Avadavi, did he ever decline can still yaitze the mitzvah become shalom shalom? If you bring the bikurim, you didn't do tenufa, that's a machlokes hatanan. If you bring, you didn't even do hanoche, you didn't even put it on the floor, it says the hinachto lifnei Hashem alakecho, you didn't even do hanoche, so that for sure is ma'akeh. There are machlokes in what's ma'akeh, but the tenufa is ma'akeh, but the mikro bikurim is not ma'akeh. So the Gemara says, but what happens like this: I was mafrish bikurim before Shavuos, and then the Mishnah says he can, starting from Shavuos till, where's the Mishnah? From Shavuos till Sukkot is maybe the Kori. So from this, where's the Mishnah? And Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Me'atzeres v'yarachak. Starting from Shavuos till Sukkot is maybe the Kori. He brings the Bikurim and he recites Arami Avadavi. From Shavuos till Chanukah is maybe the Eino Kori. And after Chanukah is Eino maybe. He can't even bring it at all. So. And the Gemara explains why, because the Havuas HaBikurim has to be B'Samachta Lefnei Hashem Lekech, has to be B'Zman Simcha, and the Mikra Bikurim has to be B'Zman Simcha. For the Mikra Bikurim you need even more Simcha than for the Havuas HaBikurim. So after Chanukah there's no more Simcha from left, it's a Fayar Gishnei, whatever you call it. It's Gor. Now he's still being Misamech, the farmer is still rejoicing after Chanukah over the Tvur that completed growth before Shavuot, ancient history. That it's not the Zman Simcha anymore. But before Chanukah, after Sukkot, before Chanukah, he's still a little rejoicing, but not so much. So in order to have Mikra Bikurim Darami Avadav, there has to be in the real Zman Simcha. The real Zman Simcha is from the Kotzir, from the Ktsira, up until Sukkot. And after Sukkot is a lower level of Simcha up until Chanukah, so that lower level of Simcha is sufficient with respect to Havos HaBikurim, but it's insufficient with respect to the Mikra Bikurim. That's how the Gemara explains that they both depend on Zman Simcha. One needs a higher level of simcha than the other one. So the Gemara says that this halacha that from Sukkot till Chanukah, it can be maybe the korei. Just a minute, the Gemara says, when did he harvest the bikurim? If he harvested the bikurim before Shavuos, or after Shavuos, before Sukkot, at a time that it was omid to be brought before Sukkot. He has so many months ahead. It's omid to be brought before Sukkot, and it's omid to have mikra bikurim. So then, if he's going to bring the Bikurim Lamaisa, the Paramount is going to march into the Beis HaMikdash after Sukkot, before Chanukah, and he's unable to do Mikra Bikurim even if he wants to. We don't even let him do Mikra Bikurim. So the Gemara applies Rav Zeira's Svara. That is, Ein Roi Leblila, Blila Miyakevis Boy. When you bring a Mincha and you pour in the Shemen, you didn't stir it, you're missing a little bit of the carbon. So, but yeah, but you yotze the Mincha Shalom B'Shalom Musa. When you bring a mincha and you can't even stir it if you try because it has too much salt, it's going to fall out, then even b'di'evit it's no good. That's too much shalai b'shalai musa. If it's so much shalai b'shalai musa, you can't even do that chelik of the mitzvah, which is normally not mi'akev. You can't even do it if you try, if you want to. That's called too much shalai b'shalai musa. So here also, if you're going to bring the bikurim, which you are boats there, which you harvested, which you were kurishem sometime before Sukkot, you're going to bring it after Sukkot, before Chanukah, we wouldn't even let you bring the bikurim. You won't even yotzei. You won't even be yotzei the mitzvah of havoas bikurim shaloi bishlei musa, because it's so much shaloi bishlei musa that even if you want to mikra, even if you want to recite the parsha, you can't. So when does the Mishnah say that you can bring from Sukkot till Chanukah? If you harvested it after Sukkot, you harvested after Sukkot, or the Yishami has another case. I harvested it before Sukkot, and at the time of Bitsira, when I was harvesting, I declared that I don't plan to bring it till after Sukkot. Some milachatchila, it was never, this bikurim never had a mitzvah mikra bikurim on it from the first day. If I harvested it after Sukkot, so right away from day number one, when it was chala din bikurim, it didn't have, it wasn't on midle mitzvahs kriya. Or even if I harvested before, and I said b'shas b'tzira, I don't plan to bring it till after Sukkot. So also the din of the chayvas mikra bikurim is never chal. This is just parenthetically. This is a strange. This is not the main thing that I want to talk about. This is a strange thing. What has it got to do with the Bitsira? When you curry shame on the Bikurim, isn't it Chal b'mechuber? Mishnah describes, how does the farmer... He says, how does the farmer mafresh Bikurim? So it says, Yorod Mutech Sadeyu. And he looks around. That's in the third parak, I think. Ketzah mafresh Bikurim, the beginning of the third parak. Yorod Mutech Sadeyu, v'rayatayna shebikir, eshkol shebikir, only Zayin Minim. Only Zayin Minim. He sees that they're beginning to ripen, so he ties a ribbon around it, and he declares, Hare Eilu Bikurim, and that's it. He's mafresh Bikurim and mechubel lekarka, and it's chal. Truma is not chal b'mechubel lekarka. It's a pasuk, but even b'di'evit, if mafresh truma mechubel lekarka is not chal. Neter revai is chal b'mechubel lekarka. Truma is not chal, so Maisa Rishon is not chal, Maisa Sheni is also not chal, has all the dinim of truma. But neter revai is chal. Neter revai, when it grows on the tree, the first 3 years is zorlo. The fourth year is neter revai automatically. So neter revai is chal b'mechubel lekarka. That's the shaila over here. The bikurim has an element of kedushas truma, has an element of kedushas Maisa Sheni, and neter revai to it. So Reb Shimon says, even though he declared that it should be bikurim when it's mechubel lekarka, you have to be chayzev v'kari osim bikurim miachas sheitol shem in akarka, because the kedushas abikurim is not nishlem, it's the left they do the tlishem in akarka. So Reb Shimon is the one. We don't pass from any halachic Reb Shimon. The Baitan says we don't pass like Reb Shimon shiti yichido. Reb Shimon holds that the kedushas abikurim requires a second hakdosha. You need a kedushas peh b'mechuber to give it sort of the kedushas net the revai, and then you have to repeat the kedusha after you tolish min akarka to give it the second. That's what it sounds like. To give it the second level of kedusha, to be mashal kedusha. And the chachamim seem to disagree with her. The chacham hold that the minute that you kore shem b'mechuber, everything is chal. So if everything is chal, what in the world is the Yerushalmi talking about? That if the Bitsire, he was, what if he was kore shem before Shavuos, and the Bitsira was, let's say, it's kore shem before Sukkot, and the Bitsira is after Sukkot? Yerushalmi says it all depends whether the Bitsira was after Sukkot or before, or when I did the Bitsira, Batsram and Tchila Adaf came. When he did the Bitsira, did he plan to bring it before Sukkot, or did he plan to bring it after Sukkot? What is the significance of the Bitsira? We don't pass like Reb Shimon, we pass like the Tanakhama. That the Kriya Hashem b'mechuber is chal and has the whole Kedushas Truma. So you see from the Yerushalmi, not so. You see that in principle we are masking with Reb Shimon. That when you Kriya Hashem b'mechuber, it doesn't have yet the full Kedushas Bikurim. Because Bikurim is a hybrid of Kedushas Neter Revai with Truma. So the Chelek of the Neter Revai can be chal b'mechuber like Neter Revai. The Chelek of the Truma is not chal b'mechuber. So both are masking. Reb Shimon and Rabban, they both agree that the full the Kedushas Bikurim b'shleimus is only chal when you do the Bitsira, except the Tanakhama holds not mechuyev to make a second Kriya Hashem, it'll become Kodesh Me'eduv. Let's say when you do the Havoas Mokam, when you bring it to Yerushalayim, and we said the Havoas Mokam is mashlim the Kedushas have become, so you have to make a Kedushas Peh? No, automatically you bring it from Chutz to Yerushalayim into Yerushalayim, and Halacha says Havoas Hashem Avavesim Shama. When you bring it into Yerushalayim, the Kedusha becomes Nishlam. So here also the Tanakhama in principle is masking with Reb Shimon that the Kedushas HaBikurim is not Nishlamis until you do the Bitsira when it's Tolush. But he doesn't hold like Reb Shimon that you need another Kriya Hashem. Shem Gizokt HaRez HaBikurim LaHashem. What does he have to say again? HaRez HaBikurim LaHashem? So the Kedusha becomes Nishlamis Meila, but they're also masking that to such a thing. So that's how the Shagisari has a famous Simon Vov. As the whole Arichas explains, that's the Yisrael Adin of the Gemara in Bava Basra Pei Aleph and the end of Makkos also, that the Kohenim are not permitted to begin eating the Bikurim until after the Shwama has fulfilled the mitzvah. He doesn't have to fulfill the mitzvah Bishleim Musa. Chachilah tell him to do the whole mitzvah. But B'dievet, if he does the mitzvah, Shalom Bishleim Musa is also good. But if he does it, Mamish is, everything is missing. He didn't do Hanoch, he didn't do Tnufi, he didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't do anything there. Sometimes, let's say, I bring a korban mincha, and I'll only bring a chatzi yisor. Chatzi son, that's lagamrei shalai b'shalai mus. So he didn't even begin to do the mitzvah. But if he brought the mincha, and he brought the shem, and he just didn't do the blilah, so that's shalai b'shalai mus in Nishgefela. So here also, we have different protein. When do you say the mitzvah is done so much shalai b'shalai mus that even with the yevid, he has, doesn't even have a partial kima mitzvah? When you say no, he has a korban, a partial kima mitzvah.
He doesn't say harei l'bikur.
Nothing.
It's
miyakim. There's a deal in Rabbi Nachum Zembe's son. Rabbi Nachum Zembe had a son who died at the age of 17. He was a super genius. He knew everything that it said in all the Achronim at the age of 17. Everything that his father said. Everything his father ever said. And he wrote Chiddush Torah of his own. After knowing what everybody else said. Usually when you say Shtukot Torah, you're going to find that it says it somewhere. The Rav used to tell us that sometimes he would visit Rab Chaim Moser in Vilna, he would tell him a chiddush that he was Mechadish, he would go from Berlin sometimes to visit. So he said Rab Chaim Moser would climb up on the ladder and pull out some obscure sefer and show him, oh, here, it says it over here. He said, not a minchas chiddush, not a famous one. Every single chiddush that he said, he would show him where it says. He would be excited, because the rabbi would say over with more gishmak than it said over there, but he showed him that the kuda of the word, the kuda of the chiddush, showing the shtanen over there. So this Rabbi Nachum Zemes son knew everything that it said, and he still has chiddush. So he has a section in his sefer. The father printed the sefer after the son died. The son died at a young age. I had Askama from the Ger Rebbe, I think, that he knew him personally. He was given as a teenager. He was a genius. So he has a discussion of this. Truma is chal b'machshov. We learn from Pasuk v'nech sholachem trumaschem that truma can be chal b'machshov. Would you say the same regarding Bikurim also? The Pashta says that, yeah, why not? Al Pashta should be, if he has a pilpul, maybe not. Maybe there are makoris to indicate otherwise. But the Pashta says that even if he doesn't say it explicitly with his lips, if he has in mind that he wants the Kedusha's Bikurim to be Chal, he ties it around. So the Pashta says, that it would be Chal, even with Machshav alone. The question is, though, the way we assume, the way we started off, that really Havras Bikurim and Nikur Bikurim are two distinct mitzvahs. And I think all the Moli HaMitzvah counted as two. The Ram Nechinach, I think all the others, they all counted as two distinct mitzvahs. Let's assume the Dava Parshat. Havuas Bikurim and Mikur Bikurim are two distinct mitzvahs. So why does the Shagasarye call this a mitzvah shalo b'shlei musa? If you bring Bikurim and you didn't do Mikur Bikurim, that's another mitzvah. The Havuas Bikurim I did 100%. I didn't do the Mikur Bikurim. So why does he say if he didn't do Mikur Bikurim it's a mitzvah shalo b'shlei musa? But if you didn't do Mikur Bikurim because you're unable to do Mikur Bikurim, even if you'll try, then it's even worse. It's so incomplete that it's ma'akev. That mamish, it's missing too much. It's paris merubah la'imin, and you're not even yet say a partial kima mitzvah at all. What do you mean it's incomplete? I did this mitzvah and I didn't do the other mitzvah. Why should I consider that an incomplete kima mitzvah? So granted, the Rashbam, the Pshagasariye, projects this pshat, and Shagasariye goes like this. Stim involved in the Shagasariye, he talks about a ran. I don't think he quotes the Ran. I think he quotes the Shiboli Aleket, but it's a Ran in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that the din is Shamea Koine. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches says Shamea Koine. Let's say the Balkari is reading the Megillah and I listen. So I'm Yotze with Shamea Koine. I'm Yotze. Shamea is considered as if I said. So let's say somebody says Kiddush to be made to me. So Lachatchil I'm supposed to say Amen at the end. Abdullah, Kiddush, whatever. What if I didn't say Amen? Also Yotze by Mikra Megillah, by Tkiya Shoyfi, he says Shemeka, you don't say Amen after the Tkiya. You see that Shemeya Kitokeya Shemeya Kitori, so Shemeya is also Kehoine. The Diyevit Shemeya is Kehoine. So that Ashayle, what if I'm in the middle of Shemayna Esrei and the Baal Tfila is up to Kedusha? Can you say Shemeya Kehoine? That if I listen to the Chazan say Kedusha, it'll be Shemeya Kehoine. So some say hepsik, Ashayla Taisis is Ma'ira, that it should be a hepsik, Manavshach. If you say Shemeya Kain and Yoyotze, then let it be a hepsik. And if you say it's not a hefsek, so then you should say you're not yet. Okay, that's what Tyson says, Mamanushach against Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi in Brachas quotes the Bahag, that you should pay attention and you'll be out to the Shemei Kain and it won't be a hefsek. So Tyson says, Mamanushach, it should be a hefsek. So the Ran in Sukkah and Daflam and Ches, but the Gemara has his Din Shemei Kain, Afal Pishalay Ono, is also Yaitzik. So the Ran has a Machlaikis, and I think the Shagasari doesn't quote it from the Ran, I think he quotes it from the Shibal Aleka, but it's the same thing. That there is a group of Rishonim said, you can't say Shemei Ka'ayne if you're in the middle of the Shemana Esri and you listen to the Chazan Sei Kedusha, because Kol She'en Roi L'Bilo, Bilo Ni'akar as well. When do you say Shemei Ka'ayne if you could have said the Kedusha? And you didn't. I could have said Kiddush, and I didn't. I listened to you, so then I'm Yetzir. I could have blown the Shayfa myself, and I didn't bother to. I hear you stay there, do the Tkiyah Shayfa, so I'm Yetzir Shemei Ka'ayne. But if I'm in the middle of Shemana Esri, I'm not permitted to be mafsik to answer Kedusha. You're not allowed to. These Marcel and Brock, you're not allowed to answer Kedusha. So since you're not allowed to, so it's called Shein Roy Labilo, Bila Miyakarizba. That's what a group of Rishonim said, that you can't allow, not like Rashi. Rashi and the Bahak say you should be Mechavein, listen to the Baal Tzvila say the Kedusha, and you'll be Yetzir with Shemei Ka'ayne. So the Ran and Shabbat Lalek quote that Chaitanya. So the Shagasariye disagrees with these Rishonim, and he says it's wrong. He comes up with this chiddush. He knows himself that our Rishonim would disagree with him. So he says the only time the Gemara ever applies, he claims, all the cases that the Gemara applies the din of the Svar of Rav Zeira, Kol She'en Eroi L'Bilo, B'lila, B'lila, Miyak Evesboi, if you're unable to do the B'lila with the Mincha, then that even with the Yevet it's no good. That's where L'chatchili is supposed to do B'lila. L'chatchili is supposed to do the Mitzvah B'Shlei Musa, to do the Havoas HaBikurim with the Mikru Bikurim, that's the Mitzvah B'Shlei Musa. The Gemara in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza in the end of Yevamos has, when you do the Chalitza, he's supposed to do Kriyas HaPsukim. What if the person is performing the Chalitza, the Yevam Yevam, Acheresh, Eina Yochel Adaber? They're intelligent people, they know what they're doing, they have Kavanah, but they can't speak Pashit. Or they can't pronounce Ches, Loi Chofatzti Lekachta. Let's say they can only say Loi Chofatzti, they try, they can't pronounce a Ches. That's also called Kol She'eina Roi Labilo. So if they're unable to speak, unable to pronounce the words, they can't say the psukim, they can't talk at all, then the whole chalitza is no good. Even if you do chalitza, v'loi koros ha-psukim v'yevet is good. So that's a mitzvah shelo bishlei musa. But if it's so much shelo bishlei musa that even if you would try to do it, you wouldn't be able to, so then it's legamri shelo bishlei musa, and you wouldn't even be yotzei v'yevet. So the Shagasai time is that's only in those cases where lechatchili is supposed to do bishlei musa. And you're starting off on the left leg, you're doing Shalom Bishlei Musa, and it's very much Shalom Bishlei Musa. Even if you would try, you wouldn't be able to, so then that's too much to lie, and even with the Eved, you're not Yetzi. But he says, what's the Shlecht if I listen to the Baal Tekeb, Lo Shech, Mom, Yetzi, with the Eved? There's a Din L'chatchila, everybody has to say their own Kiddush. You never do that. The Baal Abba says Kiddush, everybody's Yetzi, B'Shemei Kainah. There's nothing wrong. Maybe mitzvah boyes and mevushluchad, but you can't say that it's only b'diyevet. What if the mitzvah shelo b'shalay musa at kedei kach that you say? And if he's in a position in the middle of Shemana Esri that he's not in a position even to say if he would want to, then it's so much shelo b'shalay musa that even b'diyevet he's not yet. He says, what are you talking about? It's good l'chatchila. It's good l'chatchila shemei kainah. The only time you apply the principle of kol she'ein aroy l'blila b'lila mi'akeves is if you're talking about b'diyevet to begin with, you're talking that you're doing mitzvah shelo b'shalay musa. So if it's ain't right, you couldn't even do it if you would want to. That's called shelo b'shalay musa square. Worse shelo b'shalay musa. That's his thesis. But he admits himself that he's against the group of Rishayim. He had the shibboleh aleket, and in Bayas, not everybody has a shibboleh aleket that has to run. The run on the rif, the regular run on the rif, on sukkah, daf lamed ches, and that sugya also presents such a view. So I was thinking maybe that's the reason why a group of Rishonim don't agree with the Shagasari, because his svar is not so mukhra. The Rashbam on Baba Basra Pei Aleph does not say the hesber of the Shagasari. The Rashbam writes about if you bring Bikurim after Sukkot, before Chanukah, and you did the Betzirah and Akarka before, so it's Oymed Lekriya, now you can't do the Kriya, so even B'Yevet you can't bring it. Oh, Ein Rola B'Lila B'Lila Me'akeres, but so the Rashbam writes the following. He says, you're doing a mitzvah that the Torah doesn't describe. The Torah only describes bringing bikurim in a situation where you are able to do mikra bikurim. But to bring bikurim in a situation where you can't even say mikra bikurim if you try, it doesn't say that it's very much a lebishlim musa. It doesn't say like the Shagasai svar. He says that's like bringing a mincha min adashim. The Torah says normally you bring a mincha min achitim. Once in a yovel you bring a mincha min asorim from barley. But to bring mincha min adashim from kitnias, a ganzen, that's the wrong thing. The Torah doesn't prescribe such a thing. So here also, the Torah tells you, you bring bikurim in a situation where you could have done kriyas aparsha. Even if he didn't do the kriya, so it's also good. But if you're going to bring bikurim in a situation where you can't even recite kriyas aparsha, if you try, because you're bringing it after sukkahs, so the Torah never described such a bikurim. The Rashbam doesn't seem to say the same hesber. He doesn't say the fush, but it doesn't seem to be driving at the same hesber as the Shagasari. He just said, this is not what the Torah prescribed. This is not... no similarity living or dead to what it says in the Torah. He doesn't say like the Shagasari that it's a mitzvah which is so much Allah Bishlamus is missing so much that that even B'riyevet you're not yet. I thought maybe that's the reason why the Rashbam has it on Baba Basra, that Tayalev, but the Gemara there is talking about the Havoras HaBikurim with the Mikvah Bikurim. If one should assume, like all the Rishonim say, that Mikvah Bikurim is really an independent mitzvah, the Havoras HaBikurim and the Mikvah Bikurim is Luchud. So if he does Havoras HaBikurim, this mitzvah is Bishlei Musa, and the other mitzvah he didn't do. What has this got to do with that? The Havoras HaBikurim, the Koyin can't begin to eat the Bikurim until a farmer does Havoras HaBikurim. Why does he have to do the Mikvah Bikurim? That's not Miyakim. The Mikvah Bikurim is not Miyakim at all. The Havoras HaBikurim is Miyakim. So the Shagasari claims, if you do Havoah without Mikvah Bikurim, the Havoah is incomplete. So it could be the Rashbam doesn't agree with that. Could the Rashbam hold the Havoah HaBikurim is Bishlei Musa? The other mitzvah is zero. This is 100% and that mitzvah is zero. So maybe that's what prompted the other Rishonim, the Shibolei Aleket with the Ran, to understand the din differently. And that's why they applied it even to a person who was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say I'm in the middle of davening Ma'ariv and the Baal HaBos Zokchan Kiddush, and I want to stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to listen to Kiddush. Would you say Shemeh Koine in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei where you can't even be mafzik if you would want to? Aloha Lamaisa is such a case. So that's a machlokes, a group of Rishonim against the Shagasari. Shagasari says, what's wrong? And the group of Rishonim say, no, kol shein away labila, bila miyakev is boy. Even though there is no requirement l'chabchila to say wrong Kiddush, but still, the halacha talks about Shemeh Kaine when the person is in a situation where he has a brayer, he has an option. Either he says Kiddush or he listens to somebody else saying Kiddush. At that moment, a guy should listen to someone else saying Kiddush in an open way he cannot. He's unable physically. He cannot say Kiddush. He's a Chayrish, or he cannot say Kiddush in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So maybe there I should say, Chayrish also has Shaila in Poskim, in Yerideh Siman Aleph. By the Sheikhet, the Shechting at the Hema. So let's say there are two. Lachatchila Sheikhet has to say a bracha. If he Shecht without a bracha, it's good, but he has it. So what if the Sheikhet is mute? He cannot Shecht. But he's not deaf. So there's another Sheikhet. He's Shechting, he's saying a bracha. So I'll Shecht, and I'll listen to his bracha. I can't say Amen, but I can be Yotze with Shemeh Kaine. Would you say Shemeh Kaine? So the Bir Agro there on Siman Aleph quotes, there's a Hagos Ashri who quotes this Shibolei Aleket Svar with this Ran. The Rav Rishonim say, "Call Sheina Roy Labila, Bila Miakeres," but you can't say Shemeh Kaine if you're physically either physically unable to say it yourself, or in the middle of davening, middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so you can't be mopsik where you are. Not everybody's masking with the Shagasari's Hezber, because his Hezber is working on the premise that if you brought Bikurim and you didn't recite the Arami Ovid Ovi, the Havoah is incomplete. And it's not so poshut at all. The way the Rishonim counted is two mitzvahs, it could be that it's not.
And it's also two mitzvahs, and yet one, it's almost two mitzvahs from Yom HaShem, and yet one is an official use of the Gaba.
Yeah. There you have a pasuk called Mancha Beit Anecha Yushtayim. So the pasuk indicates, although this mitzvah luchud, that mitzvah luchud, if you do both together, it's even a bigger mitzvah. There's more. I mean, you could say the same over here. This mitzvah and that mitzvah together is more. Could be. It could be. This year is a Shemitah year. So there's a big deal whether during Shnas HaShemitah is there an obligation to be Mafrish Bikurim. There's a Rashi on Chumash on Parshas Mishpatim comes out from the blue. And Rashi says, we don't know what the Mokar is. The Minchas Klinach has a little bit. Other Achrenim have a lot of discussion about this. Rashi just writes like this. From the Pasuk is Mashma that you have to bring Bikurim even in Shnas HaShemitah. And many others disagree, and they say, no, what are you talking about? During Shnas HaShemitah, the karka is mine, but the peris that grow are hefker. So the peris are hefker, so what's... The karka is mine, but the peris are not mine. So how can you say, he quotes the Archaim HaKadosh and Chumash right on his own. That during Shnas HaShemitah, Minchas Klinach quotes the Archaim HaKadosh and Chumash writes, during Shnas HaShemitah, you cannot bring the Kurim. The peris that grow are hefker, doesn't belong to you. So he asks, how come the Archaim didn't write that Rashi Zot Pakez? How can you disagree with Rashi without dealing with the Rashi? But the pashta should be like that. During Shnas HaShmita, the Paris attacking at you. So what should I have to speak of Bikur? The Mishnah Bikurim has two practices that are relevant to Zman Hazeh. They're described in connection with Bikurim, but they're relevant to us also. The Mishnah says that the farmers used to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how to recite Aram Yavad Avi? So some of them couldn't read. So they don't know by heart. So the Mishnah says they used to have on the board, on the wall, they used to have a chart that had Aram Yavad Avi. So some people couldn't read every Witten Kudus. So what did they do? So they used to have the Kohen would recite for them Aram Yavad Avi. That's also Shiloh. What does it mean? Hoyu makrin ostam. What does it mean hoyu makrin ostam? So the Netziv has a tshuva. He discusses. It means that the Kohen said Aram Yavad Avi and the farmer was Yotze with Shemei Kohenah. Or it means the Kohen said, say after me, Aram Yavad Avi, and he said Aram Yavad Avi. They repeat. Can you say Shemei Kohenah on the Aram Yavad Avi or not? This is the Netziv assumes that he quotes some Rishonim who are mashma like that. That you do say Shemei Kohenah on the Aram Yavad Avi. He says this is a raya against the Beit HaLevi. They were both Rosh Yeshiva at the same time of Aloj and Yeshiva. There was a big machlek. It's not between them. They got along well. They became the chutan later on, because Rav Chaim, who was the son of the Beis HaLevi, married the granddaughter of the Netziv. So they got along well. But the Talmidim made a whole machlek. It was a whole din Torah, and they had to have a psak. Who's the real Rosh Yeshiva, whether the Netziv or the Beis HaLevi? So the Beis HaLevi has in his Sefer HaChumash, he quotes the Rebbe Tzalo Vilna, the older brother of Rav Shlomo of Vilna. Shlomo of Vilna was a super genius, and he says his brother was a genius square. He was a bigger genius than all the geniuses. I'm going out there. So Rabbi Tzalo Vilna has a little sefer that's called Reishis Bikurim. That's a skinny little sefer. They have it in the libraries. I don't think it's reprinted. So he has in his sefer Achidish. They were Kohanim. Rabbi Tzalo Kohen Mivilna. Rabbi Shlomo Vilna were Kohanim. So there's a shaila. If the Kohen has laryngitis and he wants to duchen and he can't say Berech Hashem Yishmerecha, so we can zog Shemei Kohenah. Let me tell the Kohen next to me. You say out loud. And you have a mind. Happens in to be mitzvah to me, but Shemei Kohenah like I can be to the Kiddush. And Abdullah Shemei Kohenah, so let me be yotze b'duchening Shemei Kohenah. So the Beis HaLevi writes in his Sefer HaChumash, he just saw a new Sefer that came out. He doesn't want to say who it is, but that's Rabbi Tzalo Vilna. And he says he can be yotze b'duchening Shemei Kohenah. He says he can't be Shemei Kohenah from today till next year, but it's not going to be the Kol Rom. And duchening has to be the Kol Rom. The Shemei Kohenah is so soft. You can't even hear if you stand next to him. He doesn't say a word. So how can that be considered the Kol Rom? So the Netziv Tainas in his Chuvas in the Mesh of Dova, I saw somebody wrote, he also doesn't want to say who it is, the Beis HaLevi says, he saw somebody wrote that you can't say Shemei Kohenah because it lacked Kol Rom. So he says the din requires that Mikra Bikurim should be the Yonisav Yamarta. The Yonisav Yamarta, the Gemara says, means the Kol Rom. That's the minik talk that Chaim said. The minik is that when the Balkori lanes Kriyas HaTorah and Parshas Kisova, he should start laning louder by Arami Avidovi. Because the Gemara says from that point on, he saved the Kol Rom. So the Netziv says, even though you need Kol Rom from the Kubikurim, still the Mishnah says that you allow Shemei Kain, and he proves that that's the Pshat. Not that the farmer would say after him word for word, but the Kain would be Motziyam with Shemei Kain. So he claims that it's a right that you do say Shemei Kain even when you need Kol Rom. So whatever qualities the voice have to have, I said it the Kol Rom. So whatever I did carries over to you, so it's considered as if you did it the Kol Rom. So the Rav used to always give a shia to explain what the Beis HaLevi meant. He didn't mean what the Netziv thought it meant. A different thing. That by duchening, how loud does the Kohen have to scream? Let's say there's a small minion, only 10 yidin. He has to scream so loud. So he said, no, he has to say loud enough that everybody in the back of the shul should hear. If it's a small minion, he can say softly. If it's a big minion, he has to scream loud enough. The idea of Kol Rom by duchening is that there should be a tzir between the Kohen HaMavarech and the Kol HaMizbarech. So that's what the Beis HaLevi says. How can you say Shemei Kohenah? There's no tziruf. He doesn't hear my voice. There's no tziruf. By Mikra Bikurim, it's a din Kol Rom. You should recite Arami Avad Avi out loud. So as long as he says out loud, it's a din in the quality of the voice. Should be loud as opposed to soft. So loud. So he's saying it loud. And the Yotzev Shemei Kohenah is considered as if I said it loud. But by duchening, it's not a din that the voice should be loud as opposed to soft. It's a din you need a tziruf. That's why they have to face Ponim Keneged Ponim, because you need a tziruf. You need a tziruf, they should face each other, and you need a tziruf that it should be b'kol rom loud enough, they should all hear. So if he doesn't hear anything from me, so there's no tziruf. That's what the Rav claimed. That's how the family says that. That's what the Beis HaLevi meant. So Tosfos quotes this Mishnah in Megillah to explain why we have changed the institution of Kriyas HaTorah. This man HaTanoim v'Amarim, whoever got an aliyah had to lay in his own aliyah. They didn't have a balkori. We have switched it, so Tosfos explains, based on the Mishnah, that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the farmers who didn't know how to recite that Rami Avadavi were embarrassed, and the Mishnah says Nimnu'u Milahavi, so they stopped bringing Bikurim. They didn't want to walk into the Beis HaMikdash Amunas to be embarrassed, so they made a Takana Shehu Makrinis HaKol. They said for everybody Rami Avadavi, not just for those who don't know, even for those who do know, they made an institution that the Koyin should say for everybody. So that's what the Balei HaTesis say. In the days of the Tesis, they instituted the practice of a Bal Korei, because some of the people won't know how to learn, some of the people will know. So in order not to be Mavayish, those who don't know how to learn on their own, they have a Bal Korei who learns for everybody. That's what the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, that's quoted in Eben Ezra also, that by Chasaneh, really, the Chasaneh ought to say the Bracha, the Bracha Seirishim, it's his Bracha. The Birchas Nisuin is not his bracha, but the Birchas Eversin, he should say that's his Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam holds not like Tosfos. Tosfos says it has nothing to do with the Chasan either, it's someone should say the bracha. But the Rambam and the writer hold that it's the Chasan's bracha. So how can we have a practice that the rabbi says? So the Rambam in the Tshuva writes, it's quoted by the Beis Shmuel Ibn Ezer, that some Chasanim won't know how to pronounce the words. Kedei Shalom Levash is Misheni Yadeya. So we instituted a practice that the rabbi says the bracha is for every chas. So this Mishnah is one of the institutions, one of the things that's quoted lahalacha for us, that we have takonis kedei shelo levayishis misheni yadeya. Then you have the other Mishnah. The Mishnah describes in Paragimel when the pilgrims would be coming up to the Hara, into Yerushalayim, the Harabayis, and bringing the Bikurim. So it says in the end of Mishnah Gimel, in Paragimel, kol bali umniya shev Yerushalayim omdim lefnehem. Everybody stands up out of respect for the people who are bringing the Bikurim. So what kind of a din is that? So the Bar Tanura has a comment, m'pnei kvod osei mitzvah, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Since they're actually coming to do, they're in the process of doing a mitzvah, they're not Talmid HaChomim, they're plain farmers. Plain farmers. Talmid HaChomim are not going to have farmers. Plain farmers. And nonetheless, you have to stand up to be mechabed the person who is in the process of doing it. So he says, "Mitam ze omdim mipnei noisei hamito shahameish bo." When you have a funeral and they bring in the oroin, so you stand up, zok the batenua, not out of respect for the nifta. I never stood up for the nifta while he was alive. Why should I stand up now that he's dead? Is the vinsiger? So he says, "No, I'm standing up out of respect for the members of the chevra kadisha. They're doing a mitzvah. Mipnei kvodos a mitzvah." And the same thing in Pnei Nursi Hatinik Libris Mila, when they bring in the baby for the bris, they stand up for the baby who's an oral. Well, I have to stand up for the baby after the bris. What? Says, no, he's standing up out of respect for the klata, for the ones who are bringing the baby in. So that's what some paskim say, that when the Chasam Kala march down to the chuppah, so they say you should stand up. So some achrayim, some achrayim say because Chasam Daim al-Melech, and maybe the Kala is also Daim al-Malka, so you stand out of covet for the Melech. And others say, no, that's not the reason why. The reason why is because they're like Mevi'ei Bikurim. They're on their way to do a mitzvah. They're going to get married. The person is walking on his way to do a mitzvah, you have to stand up to be Mechamah. These are some of the dinim that are in the Geir Tosh.
Okay. The Kohen can read the Bikurim even though he's not the priest of Dugo, because he cannot bring Bikurim, the Kohen himself. The Kohen himself can never bring Bikurim, right? They don't have an Acholeus.
Why didn't he get Yerusha from an Elkazay?
It's
not saying. And the other Pasuk, the light that say? That's saying.
In the Pasuk, it doesn't say that.
You want to mention the same thing called if it's a ducker.
Yeah.